This is Rover's Morning Glory. Rover.
Confident in my manliness.
Doogie.
I almost pooped my pants.
Peter.
I'm known as the guy that wears panties.
Charlie.
I decided I'm going to pee on his shoe.
And Jeffrey.
Well, he made me poop, mother effer.
Streaming on roverradio.com. Rover's Morning Glory starts now.
Good morning. What's happening? It is Thursday, February 1st, 2018. Good morning. It's Rover's Morning Glory. I'm Rover. Doogie is here somewhere.
He's working on the printer.
Dieter is here.
Yo!
Yo! And you're with us as well. 866-YO-ROVER. 866-967-6837. That's how you reach the show. You can also text and set that number. That comes into the studio in real time. You can tweet us. Just put at Rover Radio in your tweet. Also comes into the studio in real time. I saw as I... Doogie's complaining about the printer as I walk in. I see Jeffrey back there working on the printer. Slamming the printer door open and closed.
Yeah.
Exactly what they said not to do, remember?
That's his solution. He just opens and slams it closed. Opens and slams it closed.
No, I wasn't slamming. I was being gentle with it, Dieter. Stop lying.
Oh.
Stop lying. I was treating this thing like a goddamn baby. I was trying to figure out. It's giving me a false indication of a paper jam in tray number two, and I don't see anything because the thing hasn't printed anything.
You think you'd be able to fix it?
Dieter, I'm not an electronics expert here, okay? I thought you guys had all the expertise on that for when it comes to computers.
Well,
Jeffrey's... I mean, from my idea of fixing it, why don't you just take a sledgehammer to it?
Oh, I thought you treated it like a baby.
Well, if it's not printing and it's not doing its job, what am I supposed to do? I can't fix the damn thing. I mean, I don't know. I don't have the tools to take it apart and fix it.
Did you put a help ticket in?
You guys have access to that. I don't.
I asked Doogie if she did that yesterday, because she was complaining about the printer yesterday. You put in a ticket yesterday?
Yeah.
And what happened?
They gave us the runaround, and then somebody came back and fixed it. I mean, but they're telling Nats to go do, like, 100 steps. It's like, just fix the goddamn computer.
I'm taking pictures of the sticker on the back of it. I have to register it with the website to pull meter readings, and I don't have authority to actually get the meter readings.
It's unbelievable.
So I had to just beg for someone to just come down here. I said, Doogie hates me. She hates this printer. Please, I'm begging you, please come help.
And then he came and then he just took a paper out.
We couldn't find. Charlie looked. I looked.
No, I did. I battled with it for an hour on Tuesday. Could not print anything. I don't know what was going on. It was like I opened up the entire machine, dissecting it. Couldn't find paper. And then Nads was on the case all of yesterday. And eventually
terrible.
The IT guy came and just, he found the stuck piece of paper.
In 2 seconds?
I wasn't there for it.
During a segment, so I don't know how long it took.
It's 10 o'clock.
What does a new printer cost?
I don't know. For an industrial one?
You have to remember the amount of Doogie's printing.
Right. It's an insane number of sheets of paper.
Then I won't do my job. I can't print out your commercial reads. I mean, I can't do daily logs. I can't do the hookup sheet. What do you want from me?
Well, maybe they'll work
they
on
won't.
This.
That's one thing they need to work
just,
on.
Just go talk to the head honchos.
They know,
said they'd
they
buy
hear.
You a new printer.
Really?
Did the guy not to, did
the guys say a lot of things.
They said they would buy a new printer for you. So make them buy a new printer. They're remodeling the whole office over there. God knows what they're spending on that.
I did just see an invoice.
It
for
looks
that.
Like a village out of Avatar or something. I mean, have you been over
yes,
there?
Yes, it's wide
it's
open.
Umbrellas
now.
And stuff. Have you seen these?
Yes, multiple.
What
desks.
Are those?
Like beach cabanas
it's
or something.
Weird.
Yeah.
It's
a
really
company
weird.
Company wide, what they're doing.
Oh, I don't.
I know for a fact.
I don't know. We've
fact.
Seen a lot of studios. I haven't seen one that looks
yeah.
like that.
No, I'm telling you, I've seen pictures of other places that have already done it.
I've been to dozens of iHeart stations.
They're rolling them out now. I'm telling you right now. It's the all white. It is the all open format. They're moving our big boss over to the sales area so he can be in the thick of things.
Whoa. Really?
Yeah, and they're moving.
Cool, I'll take that office.
Yeah.
Give me that office.
The corner office?
Engineer over there. Engineer.
Oh. Why?
So they're redoing everything.
Well, I'll take the engineer's office then. I have an office that's a closet, has no outside windows. It's very glamorous. They can fix that printer. And by the way, it's the whole thing out there. Those cubicles are just weird.
Do you think it looks better?
It's an open concept where it's all white and there's no cubes, no walls. You're in everybody's
business. Not true. That's what I thought. But these cubicles are not what I thought they were going to be. They're like, oh, it's going to be all open. There's still cubicle walls.
No, there's no privacy, Rover, at all.
I agree.
You could always see what somebody's doing, who's next to you.
Well, they do that because those guys were back there on Facebook for half the day. What do you mean?
I don't know.
You don't know?
You don't say that.
You don't. Theater, come on. You wouldn't walk by and see people on Facebook?
Maybe some Angry Birds was in there. But I don't know about Facebook. I mean, they're trying to get contacts.
Uh-huh.
Make sales.
With who? Mark Zuckerberg?
I still don't know if they like it.
Did you hear the other problem we're having?
Oh,
what's
no.
that?
When you walked in, you didn't hear it?
Oh.
I heard some loud noise.
Oh, it won't go away.
What is that loud noise?
Can you hear it?
It's a buzzing.
If you pick this door,
Oh, yeah, now
it's
I hear
it. It's a light, and I don't understand why it's happening.
We've tried turning the light off. It won't go away. Even if you turn the light off, it won't go away.
Jeffrey do?
Can you ask for them to fix that,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, we've already done.
I've submitted a trouble ticket.
It just sounds like this in the hallway, like a bug zapper or something.
And Jeffrey's like, what?
Like, what's wrong?
You know how Jeffrey always turns the speaker on and off for the parody songs?
Yeah.
He's done that so much,
he blew something out?
Yeah, so you can't touch that speaker anymore, Jeffrey.
No, it's not me, and it's not the speaker. I hear that buzzing sound, it's annoying. So I'm the one sitting out having to suffer through the show and listening in my ear for the next 4 or 5 hours, so...
Okay, that's enough, Charlie. Thank you. It's got that up like 8,000 decibels. Okay, thank you. Cheryl writes, Rover, something you said to Corey, Corey the board op, really resonated with me. You told him that sometimes people take you for granted and need a change. I've been at my current job for 6 years and was recently passed up for a promotion to someone who's an ass kisser. I am not an ass kisser, but I'm damn good at my job. You're right. It's time for a change. So thank you, Rover. You inadvertently gave me a push in the right direction. Cheryl in California. I say Corey wrote that? I meant Cheryl wrote that about Corey.
Yeah. That's great advice. I mean, that's what happened. Sometimes you just complain so much and then you don't do anything about it. But I had a boss tell me when I worked in Chicago, this is it. You're not going to get any higher. You're not going to do any more. Either shut up and take it and deal with the host being ass or leave. And I said, you're right. And I left. And then what happens? And you even said this yesterday. What happens afterwards?
You met me and you rode my coattails for the next 15 years.
That too. But the guy, they called afterwards and they said, hey, how's it going out in L.A.? Everything okay? You want to come back? They always realize what they have after it's too late.
That's right.
So... That was great advice, Rover.
Eric writes, my wife and I had an amazing time meeting everyone in Rochester. We came from Binghamton and had VIP tickets. Everyone was so much fun to meet and easy to talk to. We left with some awesome stories. My wife, Kim, was the one who broke Jeffrey's dry streak of motorboating. The best part was after the motorboat, Jeffrey took me aside and gave me marriage and parenting advice, which was awesome to hear in person.
Hey, let me help you out.
Yeah, Jeffrey, that sounds good. Another highlight was after the show, we went to Oxford's, but it was so packed that we went next door for a drink where it was nice and quiet, and then Dieter showed up and sat down and hung out with us. We talked for quite a bit, and he asked what it was like next door. We said it was packed, and he invited us to go with him. He took us through the alley and through the employee entrance to avoid the crowd to get into the bar. It was awesome.
I remember that, yeah.
Can I tell you, I didn't even know that there was a back entrance Like, how smart was that?
Peter doesn't like pulling up and going into the front door of any of the places we go to.
Do you like that?
No, not particularly.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, they stop right in the front, and you have to, like, pour out of this bus or limo, and, like, everybody bombards
you.
And
there's a line of people to get in.
We bust in.
And then you have to, you don't want to look like a dick, like, cutting the line and going in front of everyone. So then you're standing out there for 10 minutes while they get through everyone. No, I understand.
Yeah, but there used to be a whole back section to Oxford's. Then they had to close it down because people complained, like the other tenants there. But you can still kind of sneak through and go in the back door. So I took them in that way.
Okay. That's pretty cool.
Leanna writes, maybe, I don't know how that says. It says name Leanna, and then the first sentence is, my name is Margot. Okay. Hi, my name is Margot, and my mom and family are going to Punxsutawney for Groundhog Day. My mom is a huge fan of your show, and we hope to meet you. She has been listening to you every morning on the way to school. I guess now I'm a fan after listening to you for 10 years. You're pretty funny. Y-O-U-R, pretty funny.
Be nice.
Now, I'm just telling you, Margot, as you head to school, ask them about contractions today when you get there. For Christmas, my mom bought my stepdad a Rover hoodie. It is very good quality, and they love it. I know she would love to meet you, and so would I. Hope to visit you in Pennsylvania. Well, Margot, we are going to be there. We're leaving today, right after the show, to head to Punxsutawney. After we stop at Bob's Subs, right?
Yeah.
In fact, the next email is about Bob's Subs. Mark writes, I went to Clarion University. Bob's Subs is a staple in that part of Pennsylvania. My buddies and I still make trips up there to eat and bar hop on Main Street. Homemade local bread, homemade house mayo. You should have seen the smoke show that worked there when I was in school. Fitness model and probably the best looking girl at the university.
How far is that sub shop from where you guys are going?
I don't know, but if this guy says that she was a local to Clarion and might still work there, I don't care if it's 4 hours out of the way. We're going to see this smoke show that works at Bob's Subs. Oh, you know who else was telling me about Bob's Subs?
Who?
Saskeith, our operations manager.
How?
Well, that's where he went to school, was in Clarion. And he went to Bob's Subs when he was in college.
What school? Pitt University?
In the early 1900s?
No, that's Clarion University. It's the guy just said. What school?
I wasn't listening.
What school did he go to in Clarion?
That's where Clarion.
Our boss went to Clarion University?
Yeah, he did. What'd you think? He went to Harvard or something? Please.
No.
Work with him for 20 minutes.
I figured he didn't go to college.
So he came down yesterday to chit chat, and he told me about Bob's Subs, and he said we have to make the stop. So I guess we're going to stop there on our way out to Punxsutawney today.
Awesome.
I don't know what time that will be. It probably won't be until lunchtime. 1 o'clock or something.
But you got to get in position. So I don't know how far it is.
Then he showed me a photo
of a sub.
He showed me a photo that he took inside of Bob's Subs. He loves Bob's Subs so much. It's a picture of the table of Bob's Subs. Then he showed me a photo of him and his roommate, who he believes we are going to meet, his college roommate, who he believes is going to be at Punxsutawney Phil. We've got to track this guy down, get him on the air, get some stories about Saskeith. This guy is the morning man at KDKA, some AM station, which Saskeith told me is the first radio station in the United States of America. It's probably put on the air when Saskeith was in school. That's how old this guy is.
That's awesome.
And so he showed me a photo of the two of them in college. Saskeith had a lot of hair. You got to see this picture of Saskeith. Unrecognizable. I mean, he's still a big dude, but he has like a big, fluffy, like afro-looking thing.
I need to see this.
Oh my god! I said, send me that picture. He goes, no, I'm not sending you that picture.
Wait, Rover, is it this one?
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Oh, let me see. That'd be so great if it is.
Oh, you're going to get in trouble.
Put that up on RMG TV. Are you sending it to Anthony?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'll send it over to Switzerland.
All right. So, if we could get some stories from the from his roommate, what was Sass Keith like in college? I was meeting with someone yesterday.
Oh, my God.
And we were in the hallway. I love that from Stinson. I'm meeting with someone in the hallway, and it's a client.
Yeah.
A woman. And I don't want to hashtag me, too, but a very attractive woman I was meeting with yesterday. And Sass Keith comes down the hallway, and he's like, sorry, I didn't realize you were in a meeting. I'm like, it's all right, you can come. He's like, no, I'll go. I'll come back. And the sales girl tells the client, says, that's Sass Keith. And she goes, I can see why they call him Sasquatch.
Sasquatch. Yeah.
He looks just like one. He's the missing link.
Yes.
All right, let's see this photo. Let me tell you if the- Yes, this is it.
Oh my God, is that him on the right?
That's him on the right. That's Sass Keith.
That's him on that's
that is Sass Keith on the right. Look at that.
I don't even see him in that.
He said that was right after a haircut, as a matter of fact.
That's not him.
That's him.
He looks like Ogre from Revenge of the Nerds. Remember the big bully?
Doesn't he look like a... Here comes Keith the Sasquatch!
I don't even recognize him.
I don't even
anywhere,
see
anywhere, like nowhere in his face.
Do you see him in that
I see
picture?
His eyes.
You do?
Yes.
I don't.
The nose.
Wow.
Man, it's really weird. Like, I've met his wife, and you go, geez, what did she see in this guy? But then you look at that, and he was like a, you know,
normal.
He had hair and stuff. Normal. I don't know if I'd go that far, but.
Well, back in the day.
Yeah, he had hair and stuff. He looks like, trying to think of what.
Actor?
What could you. Put that back up for a second, Stintz. Let me really dice. Who does he look like?
Andre the Giant?
He looks like a mix of Andre the Giant and the guy that played the Incredible Hulk, the green guy. What was it?
Lou Ferrigno?
Get
out of here.
You don't think so?
No, Lou.
Like Rick Moranis without the glasses, I'm thinking.
Oh no, Rick Moranis is tiny. What are you talking
about? Just the face. He has the beady eyes.
No, this is not even close. Listening on the radio, you're trying to picture what Sass Keith looked like in college. It's the opposite of what Dieter just said.
What's that, Lou Ferrigno?
It's more like Lou Ferrigno.
You're crazy.
Way more like Lou Ferrigno.
With longer hair, fluffier hair.
Go with my original ogre from Revenge of the Nerds. You know what I'm talking about? The big bully.
I don't remember that.
Okay. Oh, the guy Booger. How about Booger in Revenge of the Nerds?
We're off the.
I don't know.
Rails.
Who knows? The other guy that's in this photo is apparently his roommate who we're
looking for tomorrow.
Who we're looking for? So look for that guy.
He works in AM radio or
that's
TV.
Right. He works for AM radio, and I think he goes to Punxsutawney Phil all the time. Who's this? What's that?
That's Ogre.
That's Ogre?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
We'll put a beard on him. Ogre's got a beard in some shots.
Don't think Booger looks like him?
Who's Booger?
From Revenge of the Nerds, the Dudley Dawson.
I don't know, but...
Oh, that's good.
Booger.
Let's see.
Here's Booger.
Shut up, Nance. And no, that's Curtis. You're talking about the actor that plays Booger, Curtis Armstrong.
Booger.
Whatever.
CJ writes, Rover, I work as a salesman in Western Pennsylvania. I'll be in the area on Friday. Wondering if you guys are going to stick around after the show, if you'll be heading back home. Either way, I would love to meet the show if possible. I don't know what our schedule is on Friday. We're going to see this groundhog.
And party.
Can I tell you something? I was brushing my teeth last night, getting ready to go to bed, and I was thinking about Punxsutawney Phil, and I was thinking about... this thing that we're going to out there. And you want to know what came into my mind? What popped into my mind?
Give it to us.
I'll give $50 if you each get one guess. What popped into my mind when I thought about going to see the groundhog and Punxsutawney Phil? $50 if anyone gets it correct on one guess. Who wants to go first?
You have to get into Rover's mind.
Just what came into your mind?
Dieter, what do you think?
I'll guess first.
Go.
I wonder if they'll let... This is me as Rover. I wonder if they'll let me take the rodent out of the hole.
That's a good guess.
No, that's...
Yes, something along those lines.
No, those guys would never give anything up like that. They live for this.
This is their one moment per year.
I know, but I could see you thinking maybe they'll let me do it.
No.
Okay.
All right, Dieter, what do you think?
Oh, so how close can you get the bus to that stage?
Not it. Mads?
It's about the rat. It's got to be about the rodent.
I know what I was thinking yesterday, and I'm just going to guess this is kind of what you're thinking.
Okay.
Which Punxsutawney Phil is this? You know, there's been a... Is there this number 1,000? Is this the 80th Punxsutawney
Phil? How long do they live? No,
what
that's
if
not
craps
it.
Craps on them as they pull it out or pees?
You only get one guess, Douchey. Nads?
I don't know.
He's having a good guess.
Jeffrey, do you want to take a guess?
Oh, this door closing in and out is not
well, the
working.
Buzz.
If the, maybe if it... craps or pees on the person that's handling it.
Wow, that's original.
Echo.
Anybody else think of that?
Snitz, would you like to take a guess?
Yeah, what if it attacks the person like that, like it did on that one newscast with the cat? You know, and the guy starts with a tap out, starts crying.
Actually, good.
No, none of those are correct. So I'm brushing my teeth. I'm thinking about Punxsutawney Phil. I'm thinking about the event. Thinking about all the news media that's there. Then I thought, could this be a terrorist target? Because all of the media is there. People are in a little confined space. Is someone going to rain down bullets on us like Las Vegas style?
Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania?
I mean, it is crowded. If you look at the shots, it's thousands of people.
Just saying.
But security's got to be out the ass.
And then I started
thinking,
I go... They've got to have Pennsylvania state troopers there all over the place, right?
Yeah.
So they could probably take out anyone that they need to.
It's that big of a deal to have troopers everywhere, security everywhere.
Dude,
it's a lot of people.
It's a lot of people.
It's a rodent.
It's a...
But it's this town...
Who cares what it is? Anytime there's a lot of people at something, you don't think that there... What do you think? There's going to be no police there?
I think there's going to be security. I don't think that it's... going to be like high alert kind of situation.
Oh,
I don't know, but it should be because I got to thinking about it. Think of all of the media that would be there.
But how big is it? Is it just as big as the state fair? Is the state fair bigger? Is the county fair bigger than this?
I don't know. No, the county fair is probably bigger, but people are
okay.
I think people are more in a confined space here with Punxsutawney Phil,
and they do take the feed for all over the nation.
Right. Live on all of these stations.
My kid came home with the coloring. They talked about Groundhog Day and Punxsutawney and all of that. I mean, they learn about this. They'll talk about it in school. It's everywhere, but I don't see it as far as security-wise.
All right. I'm just saying this is the kind of stuff I think about.
Good luck.
Dieter, why don't we... I had to stop by your place on the way out, arm up with that AK, that AR.
No problem.
I'll bring the Glocks.
Oh, God.
Coming in there like a militia. Mike, you're on Rover. It's Morning Glory. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Rover.
Hey, man.
Yo!
Yeah, I was literally right when you started playing this little game about guessing what's on your mind about Punxsutawney Phil. I was literally thinking that Punxsutawney Phil was an IED.
Oh
boy, wouldn't that be something?
So, like, oh my God.
ISIS got the Punxsutawney Phil. they planted an IED in his ass.
Yeah, they put a cell phone bomb in his abdomen and sewed it up.
Suicide groundhog. Yeah. All right, Mike, thank you. Well, I certainly hope not. I've got to take a break. Yes?
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I was going to say he's got like a little tiny vest on.
Bomb vest?
Yeah.
Doogie, what do you have coming up in the shizzy?
I thought this was a pretty interesting story about Tom Brady. His daily water habit could kill an ordinary person. We'll talk about how much water this guy drinks in a day next.
Okay.
I like that guy.
We'll be
stuff.
Right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
It's harder, it's harder, it's
Rover's Morning Glory. Morning Glory has been number one for over a decade. Don't worry, they have number two covered as well.
I had an unfortunate accident in my ass.
Now, back to the show.
The shizzy is coming up. What do you have on the way, Nuji?
We, excuse me, have to do an update to a story yesterday. Remember the drool that was on Joe Kennedy's face, on his mouth?
Yeah.
What is that? Well, I have an answer to what that drool was on his face. I'll
update that
story.
This is a guy who gave the Democratic response to the State of the Union address.
Yes, and then Tom Brady's water habit. This is pretty interesting. That habit, what he does in a day, could kill probably Rover. I'll tell you how much he drinks in a day.
All right, we'll get to that in just a moment. AJ, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, AJ.
CLI, Rover.
Arbe, what's happening?
Yo, Dieter.
Yo!
Hey, Rover. I know that Gabe is no longer around because you guys don't have the RMG calendar anymore. So I thought of an idea for the first of the month.
Okay.
That you could have a JLR parody song of the month that I will pick once a month. I'll call in at the first of the month. So today's February 1st, and I just say the song, Charlie plays it, and Jeffrey lives in misery.
All right. What song, February 1st, what song would you pick for today?
Well, one of my favorites has to be the Hotline Bling by Drake, the parody for that.
All right. All right. AJ, maybe this is not a bad first of the month thing. Jeffrey's already turned on his speaker out there in the hallway.
Well, the song's already over.
Uh-huh.
Hey, that's why that humming is going on out there, Jeffrey. You keep touching that speaker.
Jeffrey, can you hear us? Wave if you can hear us.
Look at his face.
You have to wave. Jeffrey, wave at us.
Okay, it's over.
He just has the volume down. He refuses
to. It's back up now.
No, it's not.
I don't think it is.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not. Jeffrey, wave your arms if you can hear me.
If you walk in the studio right now, Rover will give you $100.
Cash.
Cash.
He's wearing his Rover's Morning Glory track jacket.
If you walk in right now, Dieter will give you $200.
He's snacking.
Now he's snacking.
He's
listening to this all the time.
$300.
So he thinks if the camera's on him, the song is playing.
It's exactly right.
Should we act like we're dancing right now?
That's right. So he is refusing. Okay, now everyone clap. You ready? All right.
Yay! Come
all
in
right.
And see what he thinks of it.
Okay, back.
Okay, Jeffrey. Right. So, Jeffrey, what'd you think of that?
Were you impressed?
He's coming into the fart box. He just turned the speaker. What did you think? Were you impressed?
No. What song
second.
Was it?
Wait,
Jeffrey.
Wait, Jeffrey.
Jeffrey, come back in there.
Let's ask about that jacket. Okay.
What?
He's in the hallway on his cell phone, smelling like a pile of butts, sitting there on Skid Row, Instagramming random
he's
sluts.
Trying to turn this off.
Dirty jeans.
This is my
either way, he's leaving streaks.
Oh my God.
He doesn't own a washing machine.
Oh, he got out!
He just knocked over Nuzio!
He's quick, so man.
Whoa!
Whatever. Oh, he elbowed her.
Mother effer.
Did he just elbow Doogie? Yeah. What happened? Doogie's on the ground. What happened? Jeffrey was in the fart box. They closed the door. They tried to get him so that he couldn't leave the fart box. He then tried to interfere with the controls
right
on the mixing board of the fart box to stop that song.
And then in a rage...
So
hit
then
Doogie.
He pushes past Nads. He then what happened, Doogie?
Oh my God, he totally elbowed me in the chest.
Doogie's now crying.
Uh oh.
Oh my God, Jeffrey, and is he
It's over a song?
He's back in the fart box.
He's done eating. Well, he's still kind of eating.
He's eating his breakfast.
Okay.
Who do you think you are? You just totally hit me in the chest.
I didn't mean hit her in the chest. I was trying to get out of the fart box.
You elbowed me. You elbowed me. You attacked me. You like that?
I didn't. I didn't attack you.
This one was over the line.
Did you feel it hit her, Jeffrey, your arm, or no?
I was trying to open the door and get past her.
We might have to go to an instant replay of this. Did he purposely try to elbow her?
I just saw Nads was holding the door. She somehow got past Nads.
I think he kicked Nads in the balls first. Did you hurt Nads' testicles?
No, I didn't kick Nads in the balls.
Did you grab his testicles?
No, I didn't grab anything.
Did you massage them?
Dougie has left the studio complex.
Did you get that shot, Snitzer, of the outside shot of Dougie?
I think so. I mean, I saw it. I'm not sure if it was on another
what
camera.
What happened? What did you witness? In case it was not on camera, you witnessed it looking. He's looking at a screen that has all of the cameras up there. What did you witness, Anthony?
Yeah, right when the door opened, I don't know if he was looking or not, but he went. He elbowed right into the air. So whoever was outside the door holding it, he didn't know who it was. He was like, "I'm going to elbow anybody," and
it elbowed Dougie right in the middle of the chest. She's now crying. She has left the studio complex.
I gotta see that replay.
Yeah, I'm checking it out right now.
You looking at this?
Yeah, everybody's dancing, having fun. Uh-huh. We're all enjoying the song. Jeffrey turns down the volume on the song. Just killing the mood. Then he starts hitting Nads' hand, and I turn back it's a battle over the knob right now.
Over the door.
I get the knob. Jeffrey runs for it, and Dougie's holding the door. Oh!
Whoa.
Oh, yeah, you can see him.
Oh, my God.
It looks like it's more than, I thought he just ran into her, like, with his shoulder down.
Yeah, yeah.
No, his hand went out and looked like that, like he actually.
So he purposely.
Like his hand, he was walking, but as he was walking, he went, boom! With his, maybe it's hard to see because the door jam is in the way.
Yeah, yeah.
But you could see a definite movement of his hand, kind of going and maybe punching Dougie in the chest.
Did he try to do that? Or
yeah,
I didn't try.
It looks purposeful.
Yes. Pull it up, Rover. I think you should really investigate.
Yeah, I gotta see this. Or was he just trying to get out of the room?
I was just trying to get out of the room. I didn't realize that Dougie. I thought maybe you may have been holding the door because I was too busy trying to get out of the room. I thought it may have been you. I had no idea it was her.
Yeah, okay.
But what difference would it make? Are you going to elbow someone? No.
Nope. Here we go, and dude, she's holding the door. Oh, yeah, he just does a total elbow to her chest.
He's already out of the room.
Yeah, the door's open. He's already on his way out. He does it as an extra.
He does it as an extra.
Yeah, it's a little extra mustard on it, right in her chest.
All right, hold on. I'm looking. I'm trying to go back in time here so I can see this on RMGTV.
We need a ruling on this.
Give me a second. All right. I'm back just a couple of minutes. Why is this not? Okay. Oh, there. Oh, I see the aftermath.
Oh, wait, go back. Shoot, I missed the rover.
Yeah, okay, hold on.
Oh, damn it.
Let me go back a little bit more. Hold on. There he is. Okay. We're watching this in replay.
It's past
there heads. He is. Oh, right into her chest. Did you see that, Dieter?
Again, I needed a.
You see that?
That was bad. That was purposeful.
Let me go back. All right.
Yeah, I see him get past Nads. Oh.
Yeah, this is when he leaves. The parody song's coming up.
Okay, hold on.
You see the battle
hold.
Over the knob.
All right, hold on.
And Dougie, I don't know where she went.
So there he is. Now he's trying to get out of the door. Watch this as he... Hold on, it's buffering. Watch this. Dougie's holding the door closed. Boom! Right into her chest. Did you see that?
You feel powerful?
Like he looked right at her and did it.
And then sits down.
Finishes the breakfast.
Looks at her on the ground, crumpled up on the ground.
Yeah, and just grabs his coffee.
Uh-huh.
Rubs his hands. Proud of his work.
Uh-huh.
Good day's work. Be it a woman, you're going to finish breakfast.
Okay, he just goes right back to eating.
Doesn't even try to help her up. What do you say?
Wow.
What do you say?
Well.
Because you've hit a lot of people throughout the years, but never a woman.
Well, I don't know, but I know Dougie's never going to accept my apology, but I'm sorry that it happened. But, you know, when you guys been playing these parody songs for years, I try to keep
So what?
It doesn't, I'm just saying, you guys keep poking a bear, you know, this is what's
so
going to happen.
So what, you didn't take a parody song?
Basically,
I have a hard time, like I said, I'll never be impressed with them.
I don't care if you're and impressed. I know, you don't
I'm making my opinion known. I know you don't care what I think anymore, but I'm just saying how I feel.
You don't go around hitting people because
I understand. I mean, I understand now. I know it's been a while since that's happened.
Yeah, and it's been a couple months since he's punched somebody.
Shut the hell up.
You know, forgive him now.
Uh-huh.
This one is...
Jeez, Jeffrey.
This was a woman, though. I mean, this is a mother.
Let's,
I can't find her. She's not in the office. I don't know where she is.
I'm really changing all of his personnel stuff at iHeart. You're changing your name to Jeffrey Rizzo. You're a woman, woman beater. Brian, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, what's up, Rover?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, I'm not Doogie's biggest fan, but that is totally out of line. Man, you need to suspend Jeffrey or something. He's such a piece of S. Why would he even touch her like that? Seriously, that's messed up.
Well, and the fact is, I mean, so they play a parody song, Jeffrey. Big deal. You still have to freak out, start hitting people over a parody song. You know, I mean, how does that look to management? Right. I agree, Brian. I don't know about suspending him. I don't know. I mean,
it wasn't an accident. Was he just trying to get out of the room? And he's just
but
like,
you just saw it. You witnessed it.
It's so hard to see. He looks like he's just trying to get out of the room. Like, was he looking at her? Like he said, did he think it was me? Do you think it was anybody? And just kind of, you know, push them behind him and get out.
Mikey in Rochester, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Mikey.
Yeah, Rover.
Hey, man.
Yeah, dude. Hey, there's no way Jeffrey should be able to go on this trip now. I mean, he's maliciously thrown elbows around for years. I remember when Rob used to do stuff to him in the studio, and he'd always try to hit Rob with an elbow from behind or spin and hit him with an elbow. That's like his go-to move. And now that he does it to Doogie, like, I'm not a Doogie fan at all, but, I mean, she's an older woman, and you just knocked her to the ground and elbowed her in the chest every year. I mean, you're a hot piece of garbage, bro.
An elderly woman, he called her.
Yeah, she's at life alert to get back up.
Yeah, she's falling, and she can't get up.
Thank you, Mikey.
Oh.
We'll get an
update here.
Oh, here comes Doogie. Mindy in Florida, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Mindy.
Good morning, guys. Sorry to be a pain in the butt,
that's
but
right.
I wanted to see if Doogie was okay.
Doogie, she just came back into the studio. Doogie?
I'm, like, shaking.
Doogie, you all right?
I'm okay. I'm sorry I left. I'm just really upset, so.
What
Honey,
happened, Doogie?
You have every right to be. Rover, you need to either fire his butt, and usually I'll stick up for him, but this is ridiculous.
Well, there is no excuse for this, Jeffrey. I mean, you can't go around elbowing people and punching people because the snot out of them. How about can say snot on the radio, not the other S word. Doogie, what happened from your perspective?
He tried to get out of the studio, and I was holding the door. Everybody was dancing and having fun, and after he was done, I'm guessing, trying to turn the thing down, he then tried to get out of the room. And he opened the door. I'm holding it. He's stronger than I am. He opens the door, looks me in the eye, takes his arm back.
Oh, he looked at you.
And his elbow went right into my left boob. Like, right into my chest.
So he made eye contact
Absolute
with
eye
you.
Contact.
So this was not an accident.
No, he knew it
he
wasn't
did this
theater.
On purpose.
He saw me in the window, and then when he opened
I
it.
I through the window.
Jeff, I did not see you through the window.
You made admit you made eye contact.
I did not.
Jeffrey, what were you elbowing then? The air? You think you were going to elbow the air? Or you thought,
I just did. I mean, I thought.
Come on.
She may have been. She knew I was. She probably knew I was going to. I was trying to talk to her. She should have just let go and let me out and gotten out of the way.
Did pull
and this
open.
Accident wouldn't have happened.
You're blaming her now?
Wow. I'm the person. You're right. I deserved it. You're
no,
right.
It's not. No, I'm not saying you deserve. I'm not saying you deserve it. You should have been. You know, if I was. Let's flip the script here. If I was doing the same thing. And I see somebody trying to open a door that's stronger than me. I would have gotten out of the way and prevented myself from getting elbowed.
Oh, so
I'm
it's
sorry,
her fault.
Doogie, that
you
this
were,
happened.
Basically, a train was coming down the tracks, and you didn't get off.
Right.
Okay.
Ike
that's
Laroque
a bad example, Charlie.
A woman
a train.
Beater. My God, Jeffrey.
Ike. Jeffrey, what did you see her then? So you're saying because she was holding the door, that's why you hit her out of the way.
I didn't see her in the window. I didn't see her until after I got
is that
the door
true,
open.
Did you make eye contact with me?
No.
We all knew you were out there.
You're lying. You saw me, and your face did this weird contortion Has anyone ever seen where he goes into this weird place, mm-hmm. contorts yep. his
Dave,
face?
Dave, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, what's up, Rover?
Hey.
The thing is, why is she holding the door closed and not letting somebody out of the door? It's not right that he hit her with an elbow, but you can't just, you know, hold somebody into a room.
Is it kidnapping? Could Doogie be charged with kidnapping?
False kidnapping.
And a constraint? False imprisonment,
yeah, that's
perhaps?
Yeah.
Thank you, Dave. I mean, Jeffrey's just such a baby about this stuff. That's what it boils down to.
I mean, I suffered through it for, you know, what, 6-7 years, you know? It gets to...
So get, what?
Where, it, where, it wears you out right sometimes. Now. I don't know how you guys do it. You know, how you guys... I don't know, you know?
You know, lately he's been really anti-Doogie. Everything she says, he goes, all those things
right,
and stuff.
Right.
It's boiled up to this now.
Oh, I believe it was purposeful. I think he did.
He saw me.
I mean, he looked right at her.
He did. He looked, and I don't know if you can see. I don't know if you guys have looked at it.
Yeah, we played it.
You did?
If you want to see it again.
No, I will lose my mind if I see that, because I will go and I will... slap his face, because that was absolutely...
Come on, bring it on. Slap what? Me right now.
Oh.
Slap me right now.
Me.
Come on.
Are you
come
cracking
on.
Me?
I'm not kidding. Slap me right now. Come on.
Hey, what, to let bygones be bygones?
Oh, God.
What's he doing?
You're gonna, I don't feel
he's coming in to slap her.
Come on.
Or like, to get slapped.
This is weird. Take your best shot.
Right now.
Take your best shot.
Oh, my God.
Take your best shot.
Can I slap you?
Can Dieter
take
slap you?
Your best
no, no,
shot.
No.
I'm telling you right now.
Doogie's terrified. She's hiding
shot.
Behind
you
Dieter.
You want to slap me? You want to threaten me now? Take, come on. Take are your you best shot.
Are you saying this to make it even or because you want to fight?
Come on. Take your best shot.
Yeah, why are you saying this?
Just take your best shot. Okay.
I think he's saying it to make it even.
Well, why are you saying this, Jeffrey?
She threatened us. She said she's going. She said next time it happens, she'll slap me. I said, okay, come on. Slap me right now.
Is that to make it even?
Oh, yeah,
I'm challenging her to slap me.
Oh,
you're challenging her to slap
after
you.
After the slap, though? That's what I'm worried about. You get Stone Cold Stunner her?
No, I'm not going to do it. But, hey, she wants to take it. She wants to make it even. Fine. Come on. Slap me. Come on.
Is it to make it even?
Jeffrey came into the studio. He's
now.
I've
never
now,
seen,
he
I've never seen a man run
jacket.
In to get.
He wants to be slapped
punched,
by
to get
Doogie.
Domestically abused.
Well, what happens?
If she's going to slap me. I want her back up. Her,
well, what
back
happens
she
if
says.
She slaps you? What are you going to do?
I don't know. Let's see what happens.
Oh, God.
Whoa! Whoa!
This is like a wrestling. Whoa! It's like WrestleMania. The guy comes down to the ring to challenge.
Me. You made the challenge.
Get out
you come
of here.
Here and slap me.
Get out of here. Go.
Whoa. Okay.
Oh, he's putting his shirt
can
back
Nads,
on.
Can Nads or Charlie slap you instead?
No, I want her to slap me. She's the one that made the threat.
I'm threatening you?
Yeah, you're the one you said you were going to slap.
You just hit her.
What? You just punched her in the chest.
So come on.
That's the response. So
he
come
wants
on.
To get slapped. He wants to get slapped so that he could really wail on her.
So
I
that
think.
Then he could fight with you.
Yes,
is
yes,
that
so
what you
want
to do?
Fight with her. I just want her to. Okay, I understand what happened. Okay, it was out of line. I apologize for it. I shouldn't have done it. Okay, but if she wants to, but if she feels better slapping me across the face, then so be it.
So we'll make it even. I say we do it then.
Get out of here.
I say we let him
That's
slap.
That's what
him.
Every judge does in any domestic violence case.
Yes.
You just get slapped by your victim.
No, I think we'll make it even.
No!
I think it would.
Yeah.
I think this is a good idea.
You just can't, Jeffrey, you just can't hit
this even now. To make it right, you have to slap him.
She doesn't want to do it. Fine.
Yeah!
Jeez.
Wow, there's a lot of...
What the hell's going on here today?
You cut the tension like with the knife in this room.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
People are so anxious about this Groundhog Day.
Doogie, you ran behind Dieter there.
I do have to say
for people who aren't watching on RMG TV, you hop up. Jeffrey runs into the studio. He unzips his track jacket. He says, slap me, slap me. You then jump up. You stand behind Dieter. Dieter, what did you think he was going to do?
Go right through me.
You thought he was like, going to go after Doogie?
He had a look in his eye like a mass murderer.
It only took 13, 15 years, but Dieter did stand up and protected me.
Well, Jeffrey was on the one attacking.
Yeah.
Just saying. Thank you, Dieter.
It's kind of hard to go between my best friend and...
What
co-worker.
Did you think was going to happen, Douche?
Oh, I felt very threatened right there.
Yeah, I've
felt
never
very
seen
uncomfortable.
Somebody run in like that.
Like, come on, you want to go around? You
well,
hit
like,
me.
Run
let's
in.
See what happens.
Since our old phone screener took off his ring and came
but
in,
he was
and told
running
me
in
he was
to
punch, fight me.
Rover, he was running in to punch you.
Right.
Jeffrey's running in to get punched. It was a very odd thing.
But
it was crazy.
I think he wanted me to hit him, and then he would hit me again.
Then he could, yeah, you guys go one for one, shot for shot.
Sean, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Sean.
Hey, I think this is just as much Doozy's fault as it is Jeffrey.
Are you kidding?
No, I mean, you knew that you were going to irritate him by holding the door. You put yourself in that situation. As stupid as it is that he gets mad about something like that, you knew it was going to send him over the edge. And then now you're kind of overreacting a little bit because, you knew something like that was going to happen.
I knew he would run out. I knew I couldn't hold him. But the fact that he looked at me, took his hand back and his elbow right into my chest, knowing. And I don't know because it's kind of a blur, I think I fell on the ground.
Oh, he kept eating.
What did he do? Did he do anything?
He looked at you, and then he started eating his Rice Krispie treat again or whatever he was eating.
His appetite. He got a better appetite.
He was hungry.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
He just went back to eating. He just picks up his little candy bar and starts eating again.
And that's my fault? Whatever.
I just don't know when he was coming through the door if he looked at Douche. That's the only thing. Was he just trying
said
to get
that
out?
He looked in her eyes.
He did. It was. He knew exactly who it was. You knew exactly that I was right there.
Yeah, we all just watched the video. He looked right at. He opened the door, looked right at her, elbowed her.
You saw that, Snitch?
Yeah, we all saw it.
Okay. Okay.
Let me take a break. 866-YO-ROVER. 866-967-6837.
Wow.
We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Doesn't get better by chance.
If your life had a face, I would punch it.
It gets better by choice. Choose Rover's Morning Glory and improve your life. Kind of.
Jeffrey was in the fart box, and we were playing a parody song. They were holding the door closed, so Jeffrey had to hear the parody song because he always just turns his headphones down so he can't hear those. He forced his way out of the fart box, opened the door, and Doozy was outside the door. He looks at Doozy, then elbows her right in the chest. That's the place where we're at right now. Casey, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Casey.
Yo, Rover, how's it going?
Hey, man.
Hey, I love Jeffrey, but I got a call officially for his removal from the premises, man. He's in here. He's belligerent. He's threatening Doozy to a fight. He already elbowed her once, all just because he had to listen to one parody of the song for once when he usually turns it down. I think he should at least be on Skid Row.
No, wait. Hold on.
What is he doing?
Hold on. Jeffrey, hold on.
Jeffrey's now
leaving because of that. Jeffrey,
his
wait.
Backpack,
oh,
and
my
he's,
God. He's actually he's, running. He's like, running I think he was down. Running the, there. He's Peter, you got to get him.
Dieter's running to go get his best friend.
Bye, Jeffrey.
Dieter is the only reason Dieter's going down there is because Dieter can't stand the thought of not having Jeffrey go to Punk's party with us. It's the
that
only reason why.
That's 100% true.
The two of them they sit there and do movie quotes. That's their whole life. Like Dieter would be miserable
when he has to hang out with just me and Snitzer.
Right. So he's running after Jeffrey now, trying to get him to come back.
Man, why did you didn't? None of us told him to leave, right?
Yeah, I haven't talked to him.
You haven't?
No, I'm afraid to go by him.
So he stood up. He put his glasses.
He didn't come in and apologize off the air.
No.
Seriously, he didn't.
Swear to God. You surprised? I'm not.
I'm not surprised.
He's not sorry. He doesn't care.
Bill, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Rover.
Hi,
CLY.
Arbe.
I'll tell you what, I don't know if anybody caught this, but Jeffrey said, well, you poke the bear, you're going to get the result.
He did.
So it was intentional, and he felt very justified in doing it. So he's not going to apologize for it, because he thinks in his mind, he's right.
And
everybody else is wrong.
He's not sorry.
I know. Oh, Doozy, I am so sorry that happened to you, darling. I really feel bad for you.
How bad did it hurt, Doozy? Does it still?
It's still. When I moved my arm, it's still. He went my left upper boob, not the meaty part, the upper chest part. That's why I fell to my knees, because it was his bony elbow. And he's a strong one. So when he, oh, see, now when I put my arm up, yeah, this hurts. My chest hurts. He really elbowed me back.
Anthony, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Anthony.
Morning, Rover.
Hi.
I think that he has no excuse for what he did. And even after he hit her, he's looking at her and like doesn't even offer to help.
He goes to eating a candy bar. It was the weirdest thing. So he sits down. Dougie, I couldn't see. It was out of camera range out in the hallway, out on Skid Row. But Jeffrey sits down. Dougie must be writhing. What are you doing on the ground? Were you curled up in a fetal position or something?
I was on my knees, bent over because it hurt so bad.
So you're on your knees, clutching your chest. Jeffrey sits down in his chair and just picks up his candy bar and starts eating his candy bar again.
Yeah, didn't care. And the only reason why he would apologize right now is because somebody told him to. He's not sorry. I don't accept his. I will never accept your apology.
Andy, Jeffrey, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Andy.
Rover, yo.
Yo.
So everybody's making a big deal about Jeffrey doing this, but you know what? This bitch doozy bullies him every single day, all day. Every time she looks at him, ew, you stink. He was trying to get out of the room that she was holding him hostage in. He's lucky she's lucky that he didn't bust all of her teeth out with the door. That's what I would have done.
You sound like a great guy. It's my fault. That's awesome.
Yeah, don't be a bully, period. If you wasn't holding him in that room, that wouldn't have happened.
Well, I don't know if you can...
But now it's all boo-hoo.
Well, Andy, wait, so... Just the act of listening to a parody song is so horrible that Jeffrey can't take it. It drives him berserk.
Apparently, every single day. If somebody else was holding that door and he pushed that door open and he elbowed him, nobody'd be making boo-hoo about it.
Yes, they would.
But because I don't know about that. Putting this whole big show on it. It's a whole big show now. Now it's a I was shaking. Oh, come on! It's ridiculous. She's such a bully that she deserved what she got.
Wow. Well,
I think that if he had elbowed Nads or Charlie, I think that
it would be a big deal. Wouldn't be as big of a deal. I feel like there's different rules
for sure.
Like he's elbowed me before, but not in a sensitive part. He's tried to full on kick me in the balls before, but like if he was to elbow me in the chest like that, I'd be very upset. I'd be extremely upset.
Looks like Dieter ran and got his best friend Jeffrey.
Oh, where'd you go?
And
did you go find another woman to punch?
What happened, Dieter?
Just talk him off the ledge.
Where was he?
In this car.
Oh,
he threw stuff in there. He's about to leave. I go, you cannot leave. It's going to get, if you leave, you make it worse. Much worse. I'm not going to let this get.
Well, he's got to go to Punxsutawney, right?
Well, of course.
Well, that's really why you ran after him, because you don't want to go to Punxsutawney without him.
Well, yeah, you think I want to go with Charlie and Snitch?
Punxsutawney.
Jeffrey, why'd you storm out?
I just wanted to cool off.
Yeah. I don't have a smoke.
No, I don't smoke.
Miles, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Miles.
Hey, good morning. Very rarely am I inclined to call in, but it's not right to put your hands on anybody, even on her big forehead. But I will say the act of holding him in the room, if you want to break it down to legal stuff, that's an unlawful restraint. He could say he was panic-stricken. In the heat of a moment, he pushed the door out. Whether or not he looked at her before he did it is irrelevant. You know that he's not the quickest-thinking guy in the world. You know, he could have seen Mike Tyson on the other side of the door. He probably would have done that. But, and I know she's great at playing the victim. And, again, I'm sorry, boo-hoo. What did she expect to happen? It's not the first time he's done something crazy like that. And if she was held in the room because of him and she smashed out there and elbowed him, you guys would all be crying that she was, well, he was keeping her captive and all this. I don't know. I guess I'm partial. It's hard to be partial to either one of those people, but that's all I got to say about that.
All right. Thank you, Miles, offering a legal opinion as to that you were unlawfully restraining him, Dougie.
Yes.
Getting a lot of kidnapping.
Is that why
comments.
You did it?
Well, I thought I was being unlawfully restrained. I mean, I wanted to get get out of the room. That's all.
Oh, my God.
It's never
just regurgitate anything.
Yeah, that's okay. It's been my known thing. I was never known to have an original thought, unfortunately.
Jeffrey, who's more at fault, you or Dougie?
I think we're both equally at fault. One, for her restraining the door and restraining me, and me charging out the door and elbowing her. But I didn't realize she was, you know, I just didn't realize she was there until it was too late.
Do you think she should apologize to you?
No, not really, because this is how you guys have your fun. And this is how you guys like restrain me here and forcing me to listen to parody songs.
Should you apologize to her?
And, Douchey, I know you're not going to accept it, but I do apologize for what happened. I'll make sure that I will not let it happen again. Please forgive me.
Thing he said last time he hit someone.
Oh. Well, he did say when Douchey was on the ground, he would have helped her up, but he knows she's a germaphobe.
Oh,
so that's
okay.
Why he.
I would have, but she wouldn't let me touch her and help her.
Right, and I get that.
I know how that is. I know how she is.
He had the Pop-Tart.
Now I can play it a little bit better. I'm not streaming. Would you like to see this?
Yes,
I could even go frame by frame if
Let's
we need
if he,
to.
I want to see if he makes eye contact.
Yes, if he's just trying to get out because he's a caged animal, it makes it completely different.
Okay, so Jeffrey is in the fart box. We're playing a parody song. What parody song was it, Charlie?
Don't do it.
It was. Do I do it?
Which song was it?
Hotline Bling.
Hotline Bling, okay.
It starts like.
He's in the hallway on his cell phone.
Hold the door.
Are you going to go punch Douchey again?
Clear out.
There's another girl out there, so watch out.
Yeah.
I asked her if she was comfortable sitting out there with him.
Swishy Panther, dirty jeans.
We have the hookup coming up, and Jeffrey has a segment called The Beat Up, where he beats women.
But yeah, that's the song.
Okay, all right. Let me show you. So this parody song is playing. And Jeffrey's in the fart box. Charlie closed the door so that Jeffrey...
Well, it wasn't to restrain Jeffrey. It's because that light was buzzing. I had mentioned it earlier that the light was buzzing. So
the light...
Just turning
the
on.
Loud noise out in the hallway there. Okay. So Douchey was outside of that door.
Also trying to help to make sure the buzz didn't come through.
Okay.
Correct.
Closing, holding the door closed to make sure no one opened the door because that buzzing would be very disruptive
it sounds kind of like that.
Uh-huh.
It's distracting.
All right. And here's what happens.
Oh. Dirty jeans.
Either
way, he's leaving streaks.
Oh no, hold on. If you replay that, his back of his head is to Douchey.
No, it's not. Look at her.
There he is. He opens the door.
He's looking at the door through the window.
Now what?
Now he can totally see you.
He's past you. You're behind him, Douchey.
Elbow.
He moved his head.
He does not know. You have to give me.
His
back is to you, Douchey.
No, it's not. He wound up.
I need a ruling on that. Is his back towards Douchey when he's running out?
He's looking through the window.
Let's see. Is he looking through the window before this?
He's just trying to get out.
Well, he hears a scream, too.
So he's looking through. Okay, so now he tries to get out of the door. Okay. Nads is not doing a very good job of keeping the door held closed.
It's a weakling.
In fact, look how fast, in just a matter of about 8/10 of a second, Nads has moved from...
Rubber, you don't understand.
Holding
this.
The door closed to being behind Jeffrey.
Rubber, you've never been hit by this person and his sharp fingernails. If you restrain him like this... Yes. He'll scratch anything. He'll start kicking in the balls and everything. So, yes.
He's faster than I thought. Look at this.
He's a swim move, and he just grabbed my hand before this, and he did. He dug his nails right into my hand.
So Douchey's screaming.
So Nads was
holding the door
closed.
So look,
Jeffrey opens the door.
Looking. Turns his head to the left to get his right elbow.
His back is to you right now.
Right, because he's winding up to punch me. He winds up, and now, see, look.
Oh!
Boom!
Yeah, looked to get his target first, and then he did it.
And then he walks right by me, knowing
there's food right in his face, right there.
Knowing that I am hurt, I'll look. Now I go down. If he sits down, that's the end.
Now watch this,
Douchey. Does he sit down?
Oh yeah, he sits down.
Oh Jesus!
Now watch what happens here. He sits down.
He looks at me.
He looks at you on the ground. No, let me back up here.
Does he grab his nuts?
He looks at you.
Oh wow!
Nut grab.
Sees her on the ground, rubs his hands together.
Coffee, right?
Grabs.
He
crosses his legs.
Ring. He's adjusting his ring.
Picks his fingernails.
I'm still on the ground.
Wow.
Let's see here. Does he then go
to... Oh, he's still on the ground.
There's Doogie. She tries to stand up and come back into the studio.
Wow.
And what does Jeffrey do? Does he just continues to eat his candy bar out there in the hallway, huh?
Wow.
Beth in Florida, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Beth.
Good morning.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
I am a domestic violence trainer, and so this conversation is just touching me a little bit more personally. And I think you have an obligation now to kind of shut this down, even to protect Jeffrey as well, because right now there could be legal consequences. And I think that if we're thinking about what our culture is doing and perpetuating violence, violence of any form should be shut down.
That's right. I don't know. I'm not one of these guys that thinks people should go around beating each other up. I'm not like Dieter. Dieter likes to settle his differences through violence. Me? Maybe if I was a big tough guy, maybe I would be into that too, but I'm too much of a pussy. So I'm like, no, violence, it's no good. You shouldn't hit anyone.
But you let things fester over, then they blow up.
I do?
Yeah.
When was the last time I punched anyone?
No. I'm saying like other people, like they're not getting along. You just let it go. You might try to talk to them a little bit, but then mm-hmm. it just festers and festers. I think this is kind of a classic example, too. They've been going back and forth. And
oh, the Doogie.
But Rover's not responsible for other people's actions. I mean, the only person that's responsible in this room is the person who used force.
Okay.
No matter what Doogie did, if she used profanity at him, if she did whatever, nobody deserves to be physically assaulted. And basically, that's what Jeffrey did. For those of you that support him, then protect him. If you feel strongly about keeping him on the show, then get him out of there and then shut down the conversation and then move on. Let somebody else handle the repercussions.
Mm-hmm. All right. Beth deals with this every day. Thank you, Beth. She probably has a good insight.
This is, to me, is a caged animal trying to get out.
So you're saying anybody, you mess with a bull, you get the horns almost. Like Doogie instigated it.
I'm just saying it's a caged animal. And they're not looking at who's attacking them. They're just trying to get out of the room. It doesn't matter who it is. It's a kid. It's a woman. I'm just making sure nobody, this doesn't go any further. Or nobody loses their job over this.
Jacob in Louisville, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Jacob.
Hey, Rover.
Hey.
I was thinking maybe in order to figure out how bad this is, we might need to assess the damage on Doogie. Maybe see if there's any bruises or, you know.
Doogie, so. Lift up your shirt right now.
# shutdown.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Jacob. Should we give her an exam?
No.
Is there anything, Doogie, is there anything Jeffrey could do to kind of make this up to you?
Not after what I just witnessed. I need...
There's nothing.
Not right now.
Nothing to do.
No, oh, he already
tried. If you guys were to hug it out or anything?
No, I don't want him near me. I don't...
Jeffrey, why the animosity toward Doogie lately, if I may ask? I mean, he's been... Everything that Doogie says...
It's that laugh.
He goes... What if Doogie says, did you go to the store? Did you go to the store? Everything.
Yeah, it's that.
I just think that sometimes when I try to say something and she knows she can hear me clearly and she on purposely plays stupid.
What?
And I know she's one of the smartest women I've come across in quite a long time.
Dude,
she purposely does that to aggravate me because if I say something and she knows she can hear me clearly through those headphones and if she asks me to repeat something I've already said not even 2 seconds before,
huh?
I'm sorry to say, dude, I do get kind of agitated.
Wait, say that again. I didn't hear you.
Yeah, start over.
See, this is the thing that aggravates me.
No, it's just we didn't understand it. Go ahead.
I'm not going to regurgitate something I just said 2 seconds ago.
You lost us when you said, "Dude, she's the smartest woman you ever met."
That's I did say that because she likes to play stupid when I talk on the mic because she likes him. She seems to like it when I repeat and repeat and repeat and repeat.
What?
And say it again. I didn't hear the other thing is her selective hearing.
What?
Huh?
Again, this is probably and you let it fester.
George.
Oh, this is Rover's fault now.
Columbus, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, George.
Hi, this is Curious George. Good morning, Rover.
Hi.
Yo, Dieter.
Yo.
Hey, bitch, you did it again. Nobody likes you. Look how you treat your colleagues. You knew this would happen if you pushed too hard. Rover actually needs to suspend you. If Dina was suspended for pushing Charlie around, so why isn't that bitch suspended for pushing Jeffrey too far?
Wow.
I love that his girlfriend emailed and said, I thoroughly apologize for...
Curious George's girlfriend did?
She's embarrassed. Yes, she did.
What's her name? Okay, what's her name?
She's embarrassed by your behavior. She's ashamed of the way that you talk to me. She apologized up and down.
She wouldn't do that.
You want to bet?
They sent a picture in.
What's her name? Oh. Yeah, I want to bet. Sure.
Okay, what do you want to bet?
I never do that.
What do you want to bet, Curious George? Big balls.
If she did, George is going to go elbow her.
No. Yeah.
No, put your money where your mouth is because you think you know everything. She's embarrassed by you. So what do you want to bet?
Fine. $20.
All right. Virtual shake, shake, shake.
Virtual shake, shake, shake.
All right, the bet is on. You have this evidence, Doogie?
I have to find it, but I did.
There's no evidence.
Okay.
But Snitzer has evidence. It, you're saying?
Waste of time.
I have the picture she's
not in. Hold on a second here. You have a picture, Doogie? What is the picture?
It's her and Curious George.
Trying to take the attention away, Rover. We should be focusing on what's going on.
Curious George. Would anyone... You didn't send in a photo of yourself, did you?
I'll find it.
Me?
Yeah.
No, I've had. In fact, just yesterday, I just sent a picture of you in high school with a date asking a question. Charlie, when he was little, saying something funny, and that was yesterday at night. It's the only pictures I've ever sent.
Sorry, Curious George. Yeah.
Who in high school?
I'm a little confused, Curious George. Say that again.
No. Okay. The only pictures I've ever sent is yesterday. I wrote into the show and just say, hey. Hey, Rover, was this your high school girlfriend? And it was like a picture of you mm-hmm. with another girl. I think it was prom or something. Mm. And the other picture was a really young picture of Charlie I saw on the internet. And I go, oh, check out this guy. Who's this?
All right.
It's a joke.
So if there's a photo of you with a girl, that would that give you enough evidence that that is your girlfriend? Do you have a girlfriend, first of all, Curious George?
Oh. Yeah.
Yes, a girlfriend. Yeah, I have a girlfriend.
How long?
Jeez, many years now.
Okay, so if she sent in this email with a photo of you and her, that would be enough proof if we put this photo up that your girlfriend did indeed. Because I mean, who else would send that in, right?
I know who. Nats actually follows me on Instagram, so Nats has access to and can see all my photos. So maybe there's something
really
going on here.
You sure Nats about that? Are you sure?
Nads is pretending
to be Curious George's girlfriend.
To get back at George.
Okay, yeah. All right.
I like George.
I think she might have gotten a picture. I don't know. Is there something? All right, what's her name then? Because her name isn't mentioned anywhere on my Instagram.
Okay.
So what's her name?
Does she have blonde hair? Is her name Pam? Pamela?
Pamela, no.
It's not.
Uh-oh. It is not.
You all curious.
Hello, Rover.
$20.
I've been a fan of your show for years, and I introduced the show to my boyfriend, who goes by the name Curious George. I do not like the way he talks to Doogie, and I would like to apologize to her on his behalf. He would never do it himself because he dislikes her so much. We are actually your typical normal couple, but when it comes to Doogie, he explodes. I do not know why he dislikes her so much, but I do apologize. Keep up the great work, and thanks for all the laughs. Note, I've attached a picture of us, and Nads can confirm this is really us because he follows George on Instagram. And, George, you're very pretty with this pink shirt on.
Let me see. Let's see. Oh.
Is that George?
George really stepped up. That girlfriend's way too good looking for George. I mean, I don't know how he got her.
Maybe she doesn't have a name on here, but is this
Where'd
correct?
You get Pam from? Did you just pull that out of your ass?
No, I did a search of Curious George.
Uh-huh.
Is that George?
She didn't include her name.
And so there's no name on this.
But that is picked off right from his Instagram.
Uh-oh.
So is this
so
just
I
someone,
forwarded this.
Is this just someone who took that picture and is making this up?
What's the email from?
My Instagram is private. The only ones that...
Oh, Stephanie.
Stephanie. Is her name Stephanie?
Yes.
Curious George.
Hashtag shut down. No.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, there you
$20.
Go,
you got to cut out a check for $20.
Make
to
it
douche.
To Rover, because I owe him $20.
Wow.
Yeah, you're an ass.
George, what do you say?
I don't know. I don't know what to say. I got to talk to her. Something's going on.
Hey, look, I'm honest. I virtual simp chick shake. So if she did this, I got to talk to her. I will pay you $20. I'll cut a check. I'll talk to Mads of who where to send it
it's
to.
It's fine. I don't want your money.
I'll take it.
It's, yeah. No, but I don't know why you're so mean to me. I mean, dude, I'm a person. Like, why are you so cruel?
Okay. This is why.
Why?
The way you treat everybody, the way you treat Rover, and at one point...
He's a big boy.
A real bad argument a year ago. You push him too far, and he even pushes back. The way you treat Jeffrey, you belittle him. The way you treat Scott Taylor, to have that guy react the way he did about you was really not...
You know why? And I will have a conversation with... The reason why he ultimately is mad at me...
On Matt's third day on the job is when Dieter busted into that fart box to push Charlie around. And what did you do afterwards? You yelled at Matt. He's 3 days and told him, why didn't you stop Dieter? Nobody can stop.
Speaking
Dieter.
Of pushing around, not to change the subject, but Dieter, someone emailed me that Charlie called you a pussy on the aftermath.
Oh, God.
And said that you were soft and that... something.
No, what it was Curious George, of course, called in, asked a question to dredge up something from the past, and asked why did he attack me, and I said it's because I called Dieter a pussy. I did not. There was no new pussy incident.
Uh huh.
It was an old one. Another elbow throw.
All right,
today.
Curious George, incident. I'll put you on hold. You can give him the address to mail his $20. Just instead of a check, just give put a $20 bill in the envelope
to Rover's attention.
Yeah, sure. I'll take it. I'll take that $20. Man, you really got him, too.
Well, it's
that's
like,
his girlfriend's name is Stephanie,
and,
huh?
And I can take it. I do take it all the time. But these guys are big boys. They can fight their own fights. He doesn't have to be such a dick to me. And his girlfriend's embarrassed by his behavior?
And he had no idea.
I can't believe she wrote in behind his back.
Because she's embarrassed.
I've got to take a break. We'll be right back. We do have the Thursday hookup. A single woman coming into the studio who wants to go out on a date with you. You'll be able to call in and talk to her and pick a guy. She'll pick a guy to take out on the date, and I'll pay for the entire thing. That's coming up. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Jeffrey LaRoque.
Question for Jeffrey. If he's married, why is he out trying to hit on chicks all the time? And what's he going to do when he brings home gonorrhea to his wife? I'm just curious.
Who? Donna Reed?
Welcome back to Rover's Morning Glory.
All right, we'll get started with the Thursday hookup in just a moment. A single woman coming into the studio who wants to go out on a date with you. You'll be able to call in and talk to her. She's going to pick a guy to take out on the date. We will pay for the entire thing. That is coming up. In just a couple of hours, we're going to leave for Punxsutawney. Dieter, is he really excited about this?
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a party. Punxsutawney is like a tiny little rinky-dink-ass place.
What do you mean? The field? The area?
The whole town.
Oh, okay.
And there's not a lot to do there, Dieter. People are saying that they think you're building this up too much in your mind. You like the movie Groundhog Day, and you think that's what it's going to be like. He says, uh-uh.
Yeah, tons of people around. They got diners you can eat, whatever you want, Bob subs.
Uh-huh.
All we need is some beer and the bus.
Yep.
And Bob subs. We're good.
Okay. Well, tomorrow is Groundhog Day, so we will be out in Punxsutawney. See Punxsutawney, Phil.
Party.
Leaving today. Getting into position up on Bobbler's Knob. All right, it is Thursday. We have the Thursday hookup. Are you ready for this, Dieter?
Hell yes.
Here we go.
Hot girls.
Horny guys.
And Rover's hooking them up.
It's the Thursday hookup, powered by Miller Lite on Rover's Morning Glory.
All right. This week's hookup potty is coming into the studio, getting situated. We will talk to her in just a moment. She is going to talk to a few different guys and pick one to take out on the date and... I will pay for the entire thing. You'll be able to call in and talk to her, and she's going to pick the guy. Whatever guy she picks, will give you dinner at Wild Eagle Saloon, wildeagle.com, and a limo for the evening from Safe and Reliable Limos, 24-hour service, safeandreliablelimos.com. We'll find out what kind of guy she is looking for, and if you think you fit the bill, you'll be able to call in and talk to her in just a minute. But first, let's meet her. Chelsea, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Hi. Tell us how old you are.
25.
Okay. And what a great age 25 is. Yeah. It's all downhill from here.
Yeah.
It really is, isn't it, Dieter? 25 is like the perfect age because you really, you're still young enough to do stupid stuff, but you're old enough that you're not a complete moron.
Yeah, I'm trying not to do stupid things anymore.
But, you know, inevitably every 25-year-old still does stupid things, I think. All right, how tall are you?
5 foot.
Okay, oh, you're tiny.
Yeah, I'm short.
And what do you weigh?
115.
Okay. She has dark hair. It's wavy down probably to the middle of her back. Brown eyes or what color eyes?
Brown eyes.
Okay. And what do you do for a living, Chelsea?
I'm a waitress.
A waitress. Mm-hmm. What nationality do you think she is, Dieter, if you had to take a guess?
Maybe Italian.
You think so?
Maybe some Cherokee Indian.
Cherokee Indian, huh?
I don't know. That's just what
that specific tribe.
Yeah.
I just saw that movie Hostile, so it's in my mind.
What nationality are you?
Italian.
Italian. Okay. Yeah. All right. Fiery women. Italian women are.
The fiery.
Oh, yeah. And how long have you been single, Chelsea?
It's been like 3 years now.
What? 3 years? Mm-hmm. That's a long time to be single. What happened 3 years ago? Why did you break up with that guy?
So we were together for like 3 years. Mm-hmm. And we were in college, though. So, I was still in school at least. But he was just kind of like back and forth, just, you know, I want a girlfriend, I don't want a girlfriend, I want a girlfriend type of thing. So then eventually I was just over it. You know, I just said, you know, that's it, I'm done. So then, I mean, we're still friends. We don't really talk as much now, but no hard feelings or anything, but it just wasn't working out. I just wasn't going to play the games anymore. So
now you've been single for 3 years. Mm-hmm. What have you been doing over the past 3 years? You go out on dates, you've been seeing different guys, mm-hmm. This and that, but nothing too serious?
No. You guys think girls are crazy? Like, guys are crazy.
No, I don't believe that. Yes. Compared to women, no.
I don't know. I've had
you
some crazy ones.
You drive us crazy.
Yeah,
we don't
right.
start out
crazy. I've had
crazy
ones lately. So,
really?
Yes.
Like what? Give me an example
just
of the
like,
kind of craziness you deal
super
with.
Super clingy. Like, I can't deal with clingy.
Uh-huh.
I think that's
really, pretty much it.
Yeah.
I will give you that. I do know a lot of guys that they get obsessed with these women, and they just, they can't let them alone, Dieter. Look, my advice is, I don't care how into the chick you really are, just pretend like you're not, okay?
Right.
And
then they come after you.
Yeah,
right?
At least, like,
girls
at
will
first.
Respond to that. Yes,
at least, like, couple months, like, but then, I mean, okay, after that, like, whatever, it's fine. But you're probably both into each other, but at first, like, I can't deal with it.
They come on too strong.
Yeah.
You can't help it. Some guy's like, I can't let her go. I got to tell her I like her.
Well, she must be a real knockout in the sack, Dieter, because what you generally dredge.
I haven't even been doing that. Like,
even put out.
No.
And these guys still go nuts.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe that's why. They're like, they think that they see the end of the tunnel. They're going to get the sweet reward, and they want to hold out for that, and never comes, and it drives them mentally insane.
I don't know. I can't deal with it, though.
Now, how are you meeting most of these guys? Are you online or through friends?
Yeah, probably just usually through friends. You know, friends trying to be like matchmaker type thing, like, oh, I have this friend and things like that.
Now, doesn't your friend know that this guy's too clingy and he's a...
Well, there's been like mutual friends type of things, like, I know this guy type like that, or let's go out for drinks and, you know, we'll see what happens. And it just doesn't work out that way. But
now, how many guys are hitting on you like on Facebook? Because when I
don't have Facebook,
you don't
actually.
Have Facebook?
No. So I can't have like, not that I don't want to.
You're the only 25-year-old girl that doesn't have Facebook. What's, Instagram?
I do have Instagram.
Okay,
all right. But yeah, so I don't do Tinder because like, I guess you have to have it like verified through Facebook and stuff. So no Bumble, nothing like that.
Nothing. Mm-mm. Now, why don't you have Facebook? Why is it?
I got rid of it like actually a long time ago in college and I just haven't gotten it back or wanted it really. I don't.
Why'd you get rid of it?
Actually, because my ex-boyfriend, so. Yeah.
He was stalking you?
No, I guess kind of, but. He was, well, when we were together, he was just always, every time, you know, someone would like something, every time, you know, someone would comment something, It was just a fight.
It would drive him crazy.
Yeah.
It would make him jealous. He thought that you were cheating with everyone on Facebook. Every
I just
guy.
Got rid of it, and then I just never got it back after that. So
Facebook does lead to a lot of cheating, though, let's be honest.
Just drama. And I don't deal with drama, so I was just like, whatever, you know, I'll get rid of it and just be done with it. So
Chelsea seems pretty normal, Peter.
She does, so far.
Is she hiding her craziness below the surface?
Right
Yeah. You think so, Charlie?
She's luring you in with the trash.
Am I crazy now?
No, she's good.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Nads has been begging me to come on here.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, Nads is crazy. So if Nads doesn't think you're crazy, that means you're crazy. He's a nutcase. All right. So tell us what kind of guy would be good for you, Chelsea.
Definitely someone that's like outgoing and fun. See, that's another problem too. Like these, like, you know, dates before and stuff, just they're, you know, boring. They don't want to do anything. Like, don't want to go out. Mm-hmm. Don't want to be like social, like with my friends and stuff. So I can't do
no
that.
No guy
either.
Wants to go out with your friends. Yeah. I'm just going to tell you right now.
Yeah, but like if they're like, there's other friends too, like their friends and our friends, like what's the problem with that?
Yeah, if it was a group thing.
Can I be honest? I'll tell you why. Because groups of girls are really annoying. That's why. I'm just saying. I mean, one-on-one girls. I mean, every guy is nodding their head going, yeah.
Well, if their guy friends are there too.
Then you could just talk to your boys.
Right. And I mean, I have a good group of girlfriends, but it's not like it's like a huge group or anything. So, I mean, it's like chill.
All right. So you're looking for a guy that can be
like fun,
social
outgoing.
And outgoing.
Yeah.
All right. What else?
Definitely likes to do like things outside, like be active. I like to work out. So definitely someone that likes to work out. Funny, good personality.
So we've taken ourselves out of the running here, Dieter, with all these things.
Not Dieter.
Not funny.
Not Dieter.
No, I'm not funny.
all right. And do you like older guys, younger guys? What
are
you into?
Yeah, I can't do younger.
Okay.
They have to be at least like my age or older.
Okay.
I wouldn't do too old, though. Probably not past like 35-ish.
Okay. Now you're out of the running.
Now I'm out.
Well, Dieter's an exception to that.
Right.
So.
There's an exception to every rule?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And what do you like to do for fun, Chelsea?
I like to go out. I like to go out with my friends, shopping. I think that's like typical girl thing.
Yeah. I love shopping.
I like to work out. I like to do pretty much anything outdoors.
Now, when you work out, what do? Give me your normal workout routine. Yeah.
Well, so my one of my best friends, she actually just signed a contract to be a professional dancer. So I've just been like training her and stuff, and we've just like all like, so we'll do like leg day the one day, like arms, you know, cardio. We do cardio every day, abs, just to keep her good.
How does she get to, I mean, when you say a professional dancer, mm-hmm. what's she going to be doing?
Stripper.
Where is she going to be
dancing? No.
Pole dancer.
I have actually a really funny story about that, but no. She's actually going to be in like two music videos coming up. Mm-hmm. She signed something for ESPN with the Crushers. So she's with this company right now, and this company, they do like music videos. They have a thing in LA, they have a studio in New York, and then they have one here.
So is she pretty good looking?
Yeah, okay. She's good.
She must be.
Yeah, check her out on Instagram.
Okay, we will.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get her on the hookup next
week.
Yeah,
next week.
Does, well, she does want to be on it, but she works obviously during the day as well.
Right.
So we'll just have to find a Thursday that she could do it.
Sure.
But,
well, depending on how hot she is, we'll just start the show at 10 p.m.
Yeah.
maybe one day.
She's hot. You could definitely get her on.
let's see. And so what else do I want to know about Chelsea? So, do you drink? Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you do, so you do all this working out, but then you do drink.
Yeah.
How often?
Not as much as like I used to, probably when I was younger, but I would probably say like once or twice a month, a couple times we'll go out.
Now, what do you drink when you go out? Because if you're that into fitness, the one thing about drinking, I like to drink, but drinking just adds, people don't realize this, how many calories you're consuming by drinking.
Oh, yeah.
It's insane. So what do you drink?
I like vodka waters.
Okay.
Just kind of, or like you could do like cranberry vodka, just with like water. So it's kind of like, they call it like a vitamin water.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I will drink beer occasionally, but like you said, I mean, there's a lot in that. So.
All right. So Chelsea is here. She's 25. She's 5 feet tall, 115 pounds. She has dark hair, dark eyes. She wants to go out on a date with you. She's a waitress. 866-YO-ROVER. If you think you would be a good match for her, 866-967-6837. Charlie, did you get pictures of her? They're not up yet. You have them in there? We can't.
Yeah, they're in there. Sorry, I was doing some other things.
Okay, all right.
But they're in ready.
All right, so we'll get those up at roverradio.com so you can see Chelsea. You can also watch on RMGTV at roverradio.com or with the Rover Radio app. We will take a quick break. She'll come back. She will talk to you on the phone. She'll talk to a few guys. She'll pick one to take out on the dates, and we will pay for the entire thing. Might as well be with you. She's a good-looking girl. She seems normal, Dee.
Very normal.
You think that she's hiding the craziness?
Well, we'll see. We've got another half hour to see
Italian
if it comes
women.
Out.
This is why my fiance. I didn't want to go out with her at first because she's Italian. I said no. Italian, no, that means she's crazy.
Temper.
That's
usually
right.
Usually have.
That's right.
Yeah.
But B2's the exact opposite. She actually has a,
see,
she's very mellow.
Us. Not all of us.
Now, I know, but so you're telling us you're not crazy. No. You don't have, do you have a fiery temper?
I think I can if I'm like pushed to it, but it's not all like all the time or not like little things don't trigger it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're not always fighting with your boyfriends
no.
and stuff?
Okay. I try not to. I don't, like I said, I don't like drama. I don't deal with all that. So.
All right.
Yeah.
866-YO-ROVER. If you think you would be a good match for Chelsea, let me take a quick break. We'll be right back. We'll take your calls on the Thursday hookup. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. It's growing. It's expanding. It's pulsing. It's coming to a city near you.
Dude, what the f*** are you guys talking about?
It's Rover's Morning Glory.
Hey, get your mind out of the gutter, man. Come on.
All right. Chelsea is here. She's this week's hookup hottie. She is 25 years old, 5 feet tall, 115 pounds, dark hair, dark eyes. She is a server, wants to go out on a date with you. What size creamers you think she has, Dieter?
I give her a nice B.
B cup? All yeah. right. 32B. 32B.
She's
Chelsea,
tiny.
Are we close?
C. 32C.
32C.
Wow. Yeah.
All right. 32C. If she picks you for the date, we'll give you dinner at Wild Eagle Saloon and a limo for the evening from Safe and Reliable Limos. But first, you need to call 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. Let's go to Anthony. You're on Rover's Morning Glory on the Thursday hookup. Good morning, Anthony.
Morning.
Hey, tell us how old you are.
I'm 32.
All right. And what do you look like?
About 5'8", broader shoulders, decent physique, light blue eyes, dark brown hair.
Okay, all right. Broad shoulders, decent physique. Decent. It's okay. It's, not off the charts, but it's okay. And what do you do for a living, Anthony?
I'm in software sales.
All right. Chelsea, what do you want to know about guy number one, Anthony?
What's the one movie, not a porno, that gave you your first tingly sensation and you knew you wanted to see more?
Oh, man. This is going back a ways. I remember my buddy's dad had something on DVD or VHS. I don't remember what it was. And Rover, Dieter, you probably know the movie. Remember DC Cab?
DC Cab.
No, I don't remember that.
I don't remember that.
Mr. T, DC Cab.
Oh, my God.
It's 1983.
All right. Boy, I don't think I ever saw that. I would have been into, 8 years old.
Does Mr.
Something.
T take his shirt off in that?
Because that would give Dieter a stiffy.
Yeah, I got to go back and watch that.
No, Dieter, you'd appreciate it, man. No, they got some nice topless shots in there. And I remember watching it as like a little kid and, man, me and my buddies were rewinding it, fast forwarding, rewinding it. That was my first movie.
They had, when I was a kid, I told you I went to see Risky Business in the movie theater. I saw that, and my stepdad tried to cover my eyes. But HBO was like the greatest thing when you were a kid. You have to remember, this is when I was a kid, we didn't have the internet. We didn't have any of this stuff. So if you were going to see boobs, you had to luck out and get it on HBO, and they would play stuff like Porky's on a loop and things like that. Those kind of movies where they were just chicks taking their tops off for no reason all the time.
You would pause it, right? Right in the boob shot.
Yeah. Oh,
like National Lampoon's Wally World.
Pause? Well, you couldn't really pause if you're watching it on HBO.
Right. No, I'd tape it on my VCR, and then I would pause it. But remember Wally World? The shower scene, she shows her boobs for 2 seconds.
Oh, the mother does?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I would always pause it on that. Sliver with Sharon Stone.
Uh-huh.
Remember that? They had sex scene. I can name any movie where they had a good sex scene that I would crank it to.
What about you, Chelsea? Do you get turned on by movies, or do you remember the first time you saw something on TV or a movie?
I don't think, like, the first time. Well, maybe, like, not when I was younger, but, I mean, the Magic Mike movies, those are really good.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. So I don't know if, I mean, those are kind of newer, but. I think.
What about when you were young? You don't recall like the first time you saw something and you're like, no. Something's going on down there.
No, I don't. I was trying to think. I don't think so.
Hmm. All right. What else do you want to know about guy number one, Anthony? Sure.
If you could give yourself any nickname, what would you choose?
Oh, geez. Well, I mean, I didn't really give myself this nickname. I kind of got it from some coworkers. I'm not. A huge football fan, but they call me the A-Train. Dieter, you know who the A-Train is?
Allstott? Mike Allstott?
You tell me, man. You're the football guru.
Oh, you don't know. Yeah. He doesn't know the A-Train.
Maybe anybody with a name A.
All right. Anthony is the A-Train. B-student, but A-Train. All right. Chelsea, what about you?
Yeah, it's Mike Allstott.
Do you have a nickname, or would you like to have a nickname?
Well, all my friends, they call me Mez, but...
Why do they call you Mez? Does that have to do with your last name? Okay, mm-hmm. All right.
But, yeah, that's... Yeah, I don't think...
And you like that nickname?
Yeah, it's not bad.
Okay, all right. One last question here for Anthony.
France just opened its first sex doll brothel. Are you more likely to go there or get with a real hooker if you were super horny?
Well, I'm not sure what the difference would be, but I mean, yeah, I'd go there.
Well,
sure.
The
difference?
Doll,
I was just going to say the difference between them.
One is a brothel with just sex dolls.
You don't know
like
the difference.
Realistic sex dolls. The other is actual girls you have sex with.
Wait. The first was girls. You said with a prostitute?
No. What she said, are you more likely to go there to get or to the sex doll brothel or go to the real girl brothel?
With humans.
No. I go to the real girl. I go to the real girl brothel with real humans. I know
gotcha.
It's software, but I do like real people.
Okay.
So, yeah,
All right. Now, I did see the headline. I didn't read the article about this. What is this? They opened up a brothel and it's just
in
sex
France,
dolls?
In France.
Exactly. Right in Paris. I think they only have 3 dolls, though.
Oh, that seems like those girls get
a lot of traffic for this.
A lot of use.
I mean, think they clean them in between.
Well, obviously.
Well, what's
you
the
think,
point of that?
I think they might clean them in between, guys.
It's France. You think prostitutes clean themselves between each guy? No. They go from guy to guy to guy.
Well.
So a sex doll in France, I think they're saying next guy up, next guy up.
I think that they're cleaning the sex dolls in between guys.
Do you have to wear a condom with the sex doll?
I wouldn't think so.
Point?
What disease are you going to get from the sex doll?
I don't know,
what
man.
Disease could you give the sex doll?
Maybe if they didn't clean it properly. And
they're going to clean it. Okay. I mean, if you have a sex doll brothel, this is part of your business plan.
I'm just still trying to understand who would buy this.
Who
would buy it? Who would be the person that actually cleans it? Could you imagine that job
opening
job
in the world.
Boy, I don't know. I'd have to see these sex dolls. I mean, guys will hump anything. And
no, they're hot.
Are they?
These dolls. Oh, yeah.
If you got one, if someone gave you one of these sex dolls,
I'd do it right now.
You would
absolutely try it out.
All right.
There she is, Rover. Sensor just had her up. The babe.
She's not bad. I'm not into blondes, but she's not bad.
Look at those DSL.
Yep. Chelsea, would you? Let's say that you were in a dry spell. Would you ever go to have a male prostitute?
No.
Never.
I don't think so.
All right. What if it was like a weird sex doll, but it was still... No, you wouldn't...
No.
Yeah, at least have a vibrator, though, right?
No, I mean... I'd
That's
have
a lot of pause for no.
No, I mean, like, back... I've tried it, obviously, before, but, I mean, it didn't, like, do anything for
you don't,
me.
Vibrators don't do it? No. Oh, my God. God help the guy that gets the date, because if a vibrator doesn't work on her, I don't know what he's going to have packing.
But she likes the real thing.
Yeah.
There's no competition.
Yeah, I agree. Like I said, I mean, I've tried it. Like, my friends got one, like a joke one time for my birthday and stuff. Mm-hmm. But, I wasn't really into it.
Okay. All right. Let's go to guy number two here for Chelsea, who's 25 years old. She's 5 feet tall, 115 pounds, dark hair, dark eyes. You can see pictures of her at roverradio.com or watch on RMG TV, also at roverradio.com. John, you're on the Thursday hookup. Good morning, John.
Morning, C-O-Y.
Arbe, tell us how old you are.
I am 26.
All right, and what do you look like?
Average build, 5'10", 180, you know, nothing crazy, just normal average John.
Okay, and what color hair and eyes do you have?
Brown hair, green eyes.
What do you do for a living, John?
I work at a chemical plant down here in Cleveland. We make galvanizing fluxes, silicates, ship hydrochloric acid, play with chemicals pretty much.
All right. Galvanizing fluxes or something? Is that what he said?
Yes. Flux capacitor.
Something like that. All right. That sounds, I don't know what the hell any of that stuff is, but sounds like it's impressive. All right. Chelsea, what do you want to know about John?
What's your favorite drug to screw on?
Oh, God, that's tough. I've only done like a handful of drugs, and I'd say either marijuana or cocaine.
Marijuana coke. Or cocaine. All right.
How many times have you done coke?
Let's just say I don't have enough hands and toes.
Okay, so.
Fingers and toes.
Fingers and toes. Hands and hands toes. And fingers toes. And toes. any of those. Chelsea, what about you? Have you ever had sex while you're on drugs?
No.
Never? Not once?
No.
Smoke weed?
No.
You've never smoked weed in your life?
I mean, when I was in like high school
Chelsea,
or college. But
come on. I'm not buying any of your stories.
No,
vibrators. No, no weed.
I'm normal. Uh-huh. So I guess just being drunk, I mean, that's fun.
Sure.
That's always fun.
So you did. You smoked weed when you were in high school, but that's the extent.
A little bit of college.
And
but,
in college,
yeah.
But you've given that up. You don't smoke weed anymore.
Nope.
All right. And that's it. No other drugs.
No.
Okay. All right. What else do you want to know about guy number two, John?
Would you rather live to be 100 but known as a pedophile, or live to 40 and everybody in the world loves you?
Definitely 40. I mean, pedophiles. I've got no. That's disgusting. That is so sick. But I'd take 40 in legacy all day.
Uh-huh. Boy, that's a tough one.
It's really tough.
No one wants to be a pedophile.
You get to 100.
You do get to live to be 100.
That's 40, and that's 60 years difference.
Yeah, the 40's quick, man. That's too...
You'd already be dead.
Right.
Oh, right.
Yeah, well, then in that case, I'm choosing the pedophile.
Yeah.
That's right. What about you, Chelsea?
I think definitely 40, and everyone in the world loves you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no, I mean, girls aren't really pedophiles. I mean, I guess maybe technically some are, but you don't hear too many stories.
Well, there's teachers every day in the news that are banging students.
Yeah. So. There was this, one of my friends just told me this story about, he's a police officer, and this lady was sending, like nudes to an 11-year-old.
Oh my God!
Yeah,
11 years old.
I
get it if the kid's like 16. I get how some of these teachers could be into these kids who are in their physical prime, I suppose.
Right.
But if you were a teacher, you would never sleep. What was the youngest you would sleep with someone, Chelsea?
Maybe like 21, 22. 21.
You went to an 18-year-old.
No.
All right.
That even is tough for me to go back. So
okay.
Like even 21, 22. That's difficult.
All right. One last question here for guy number two, John.
How many of your family members have you seen in the nude?
God. I was thinking about this one. I'd say probably about 4 or 5. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's just like it completely catches you off guard. Say you're walking through the house in the middle of the night, and then next thing you know, they're in their nude. It's like, oh, my God.
Who's the
you
kind of
like gag
people?
A little bit.
Yeah, who are the 4 or 5 people in your family that you've seen nude?
You know, my grandparents, they have a trailer out in Geneva, so I'll go out there, and they just walk around in their nude all the time. And
the nude grandpa trailer. That sounds clean, doesn't it? Okay, so the nude grandpa trailer, so the grandma and grandpa. Who are the other three?
My mom and my dad.
Okay.
They like to, you know, just walk around in the nude, too.
Probably normal that everyone's seen their parents naked at some point in their life. All right, who else?
I feel like it's pretty normal. And then, my brother, one day, he was just walking through the house and just like, hey, bro, can I get your vape pen? I'm just like, dude, put some clothes on, you know?
All right.
Weird.
Walking around naked looking for a vape pen. All right. What about you, Chelsea? How many of your family members have you seen nude?
I have sisters, so.
Well, that's hot.
Yeah, let's definitely
talk,
both
let's
of them.
Let's talk more about this. Are they older sisters or
I have an older
sisters?
Sister and a younger sister.
All right. So you've seen all of them nude when you I mean, do you still see them nude? Mm-hmm. Obviously, when you're young, you probably are like taking a bath together or whatever. But when you get older, you also still see your sisters
nude?
Yeah,
like when we're getting ready to go out and stuff, like we'll change in front of each other. Or, really? I have like a huge bathtub. So my one little sister, every time she comes over, she always wants to take a bath.
You
so
get like, in there
bring,
with her?
No, no. Okay. But I'll like bring her things. Uh-huh. She, you know, I'll bring if she needs things, you know, I'll bring her whatever if I'm
bring
in the bathroom.
Bring me my waterproof vibrator. Yeah. No, and you're like, okay.
Uh-huh. Like glass of wine, you know, snacks to the bath.
Glass of wine in the bathtub too?
Yeah.
Naked chicks.
Oh, I mean, man.
It's something else, isn't it, Dina? Uh-huh. Now, so. do you ever, this is a personal question. Now, you're related because you're sisters. Mm-hmm. Have you ever looked at their, you know, what their vaginas to compare it to your own? I'm not saying you're down there poking and prodding, but I mean, do you look and go, oh, that's the same as mine or different than mine? Because as a guy, we know there's a lot of variety amongst those. And I'm wondering within the same family if there's...
No.
Maybe you know, like, the same.
Right. So
no, I would probably say more like boob size, things like that. But no, I would never like down there or anything.
Who has the best vagina out of you and your sister?
I don't know. We don't like look or anything.
But you've seen them all naked. You've seen
them. Yeah, but you're not like examining
you judge.
It.
Yeah, you
I mean, maybe it's just like a quick glance type thing. Yeah.
Okay, all right.
That's what I said. Probably like more. We probably compare.
Who has the best boobs?
My younger sister, actually. Yeah. She's got huge boobs, so.
Just naturally.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see here. Is that it for guy number two?
Yeah, that's it.
All right. Hold on the line here a second, John. I have time for one more guy to talk to Chelsea, who is 25 years old, 5 feet tall, 115 pounds, dark hair, dark eyes. She's a server, 32C. Mm-hmm. And that older sister is probably jealous of yours, and you're jealous of the younger sister, right? As it goes, that's the order that it goes in. 866 Yo Rover. If she picks you for dinner, we'll give you dinner at Wild Eagle Saloon, wildeagle.com. And a limo for the evening from Safe and Reliable Limos. They have 24-hour service, safeandreliablelimos.com. Let's go to guy number three, Tony. You're on Rover's Morning Glory on the Thursday hookup. Good morning, Tony.
Hey, what's up, Rover?
Hey, man.
Here. Yo.
Oh.
Tell us how old you are.
I'm 31.
Okay. And what do you look like?
Brown hair, brown eyes. Kind of like to have a little 5 o'clock shadow going on, not the full beard. I'm 210, 6 foot, average build.
Okay.
No tattoos or anything like that.
Did you say hair and eye color?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, brown hair, brown eyes.
I was zoning out thinking about Chelsea and her sister's nude romping around. That's right. Just in
with
the tub,
wine, with a
bubble
glass
bath.
Of wine.
Yeah. Just actually the tub is filled up with wine. You're just rolling around in there. All right. And what do you do for a living, Tony?
I'm in real estate.
All right. Chelsea, what do you want to know about guy number three, Tony?
Would you rather have a one-time sexual experience with any person of your choosing or know the truth to every conspiracy theory?
Well, this is a really good question, and typically I'd say have one sexual experience with anybody I want, but because that's just a one-time deal, I'd rather know all the answers to the conspiracy theories.
Boy, this is a tough one. I mean, all these conspiracy theories.
Well, everything, Kennedy.
Uh-huh. I was just going to say, that type of conspiracy theory.
Okay. Have aliens landed here? What's going on in Area 51? Everything. You have all knowledge of that.
I guess I would probably take that knowledge, I suppose, but I'd want, I mean, grudgingly, I would take
any
that.
Any person you could have a sexual experience with?
Yeah, anyone. Who would you pick, Chelsea, if you could pick any person to have a sex, besides me, who would be number two?
besides Dieter.
Hey boy, that's really going to you, Dieter.
You're good
a lot.
Today.
Wow.
Probably like Channing Tatum or something. If I had to choose one, but yeah.
So would you put out to him? Let's say that he comes into wherever you're a server. He comes in there. You would immediately. You would put out.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Would you pick the one sexual experience, or would you want to know the conspiracy theories?
I think I would want to know the conspiracy theories.
Even though Channing Tatum is there, you'd rather know the conspiracy theories. Okay, all right. The deep state. You guys buying this conspiracy theory, Charlie? You buying it? The deep state?
I don't understand it enough. That there's a Clinton's a shadow president. Is that it?
Yeah, they're all they're embedded in the FBI and in the government, and they're all.
No, I bet there's
they're
people,
all liberal. They're all rooting against Donald Trump.
I bet there's people in the FBI that don't like Trump.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Are you kidding?
I don't think that's a deep state. It's just that guy's kind of an a-hole, so I don't like him because he also is not that nice to us.
Now, where was the deep state like when George W. Bush was president? We didn't hear much about the deep state then. They weren't doing a very good job.
Or when
that
Comey
period.
Decided to present, reopen the email investigation the week before the election.
The deep state
really dropped the ball.
Where were they then? I'm not buying the deep state conspiracy theory. Okay. What else do you want to know about guy number three, Tony?
Jeffrey has never seen Groundhog's Day before. What is something you never done or seen before that you're embarrassed about?
Well, it's sort of similar, but for a long time, up until like senior year in high school, I couldn't tie my shoes. I just never learned. And, so I would just have like my sister starting on early. I would have my sister tie my shoes for me, and then I just never untie them. I'd slip them on. And then as I learned, like, holy crap, I don't know how to tie my shoes. I didn't want to ask anybody. And so I would just tie knots in the end, or I tried to find like really cool Velcro shoes.
That's but, hard.
So
sweet Velcro so, shoes
in high school.
In high school,
yeah.
There was always just one type of kid that had Velcro shoes.
Nice zips. Nice.
Wait. So why don't you just Google it?
Or YouTube?
I don't really. I couldn't tell you why I didn't. I just.
He also doesn't know how to read, Charlie, so he can't spell, he can't read.
Did you think it was more complicated than it was? Like, I think it would take like a minute to learn.
Well, I tried, swoop it, pull, it fell apart.
What if you were walking around and your shoes became untied and then you had to tie them? Like, you're out, your sister's not around, what are you going to do?
Do you ask a stranger?
So I could tie a knot. And by the way, I can tie my shoes now.
Congrats.
Good job, buddy.
Yeah.
And they teach that in kindergarten.
Oh, I remember. I actually kind of clearly remember when I learned how to tie my own shoes. It was like a big accomplishment. I think I was like four or five.
I had a piece of paper with shoelaces tied through it or something, and it had a diagram on it in preschool.
We had a big wooden shoe. Yeah. It was a big piece of wood that had shoestrings.
Uh-huh.
I did bunny ears.
On this.
I had bunny ears at first, and then you learn how to do the loop and pull.
Right. All right. So what would you do, Tony, if you were out and your shoe came untied and your sister wasn't around?
I just tie knots at the end of the shoelace, like close to the shoe.
I see.
Or I just leave it untied and tuck it in.
All right. Do you think Tony regrets telling us this?
Yes, absolutely.
Like right when he said it, he's like, oh,
this
man.
Is bad.
I've never heard of this before. This is shocking to me. But you hear stories of people who don't know how to read. And they fake it
right
until they're, they could be 30, 40 years old. And they just have, every time someone presented something to them, they would fake it. They would, oh, I forgot my glasses. Can you read this? Or whatever. But shoelaces, I've never heard of this one before. All right. Is there anything like that, Chelsea, that you're embarrassed about that you haven't seen or done before?
Well, seen, maybe like movies. So these coworkers that I had, they were older and they would always make fun of me because I haven't seen like Animal House or...
But that doesn't surprise me. You're 25 years old. Why would you see these movies? These came out before you were born.
Yeah, they were like legendary movies that I've never seen, so they would always give me a hard time about them. But.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me, really.
Yeah. I can't think of really anything.
All right, one last question for guy number three, Tony.
I want to see your acting skills. If we are in a porn together, what would your opening line be?
Oh... is this like porn, you and me, we're in a relationship, or is this like porno?
No, this is a porno movie.
Yeah, you walk in the room.
What do you say?
Tie my shoes, please.
Oh.
Do you want to taste the rainbow?
Do you want to taste the rainbow?
What, you're the size of a Skittle down there?
Yeah. All right. Hold on the line, Tony. Not a great opening line. Chelsea, if you're in a porno, you're in a porno with Dieter. We'll give you that. All right. I'm the director. I go action. You guys get to come up with your own dialogue. I say, Chelsea, you have the first line. He walks in the room. What do you say?
Hey, Daddy.
Ooh.
Daddy-like.
Wow. All right. All right, let me take a quick break. We're going to give Chelsea a few minutes to think about what guy she's going to pick to take out on the date. Whoever she picks, we will give them dinner at Wild Eagle Saloon. That's at wildeagle.com. Also, a limo for the evening from Safe and Reliable Limos, 440-288-LIMO or safeandreliablelimos.com. They have 24-hour service, lots of different vehicles. We will give her a few minutes to think about what guy she wants to take on the date. And, dude, she's coming in here doing hand signals. I mean, it's so ridiculous. She irritates me. Boy, she really threw me off, didn't she?
She can talk if she comes in.
She wants me to hold out because they have a what they call a roadblock announcement for the iHeartRadio Music Awards. It's supposed to run at 9 o'clock. Now we're in delay. It's actually going to run at like 8:58, and she's like, "Big problem. Who cares if it runs 2 minutes early?
Yeah,
big deal. My lord." And when we come back, we'll get to the news, the shizzy, after she picks what guy. We're going to find out what guy Chelsea picks. We'll quickly recap the three guys that she talked to. We'll find out right after this on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Thought he would get a standing ovation for his performance in bed.
Yeah, thank you!
But all he ended up with was the clap.
This is a weekend ruiner, Rover.
Welcome back to Rover's Morning Glory.
All right, it is the Thursday hookup, and Chelsea is here, this week's hookup hottie. She's 25 years old. She's 5 feet tall, 115 pounds. She's a server. If she picks you for the date, we'll give you dinner at Wild Eagle Saloon and also a limo for the evening from Safe and Reliable Limos. Let me quickly recap the three guys that she talked to. Dieter, do you have any idea who you think she's going to pick?
Probably not the Taste the Rainbow guy.
not that guy.
No, so I'm thinking one of the
Is
other
that
two.
Also the shoelace guy, too?
Was it? Yeah.
Okay. Well, Anthony was the first guy she talked to, 32. He works in software sales. He says DC Cab, whatever that is, was the first movie that made him tingly down there. It was a Mr. T movie, but I guess there were some boobs in there. His nickname that he would choose is A-Train, and he would rather go to a brothel with real women as opposed to sex dolls like the one that just opened up in Paris. It's a brothel with just sex dolls. The second guy that she talked to is John, who's 26. He works with chemicals. He says that his favorite drug to screw on is either weed or coke. It's a toss-up. One or the other. He says that he would rather live to be 40 and have everyone in the world love him as opposed to live to 100 but be known as a pedophile. And he says he's seen 4 or 5 of his family members in the nude. And Tony was the third guy that she talked to. He's 31 years old. He works in real estate. He would rather know the truth behind every conspiracy theory than have a one-time sexual experience with the person of his choice. He says that he's embarrassed that he couldn't tie his shoes until he was in high school.
Senior. High school. So that's 12 years from your 5 to your...
I mean, it... How do you get through high school without... Don't you have gym class and stuff?
Of course.
Stuff?
How you, changing your shoes?
I guess he would just choose shoes that you could slip on.
Like penny loafers.
I don't know about penny loafers, but the
he
kind.
Said Velcro.
Yeah, Velcro, he said.
You can wear Velcro.
How many
in high
kids
school?
Walking around in high school had Velcro shoes, by the way?
They were special. They did.
And he says that if they were in a porn together, his opening line would be, "Taste the rainbow." Okay. Are you ready to taste the rainbow? Let's get technical about it. I think that's what he would say. Chelsea, you've had a few minutes to think about what guy you're going to take out on the date. We'll pay for the whole thing. But first, tell us who you are not picking and why you are not picking them.
Yeah, I agree with Dieter. I was a little thrown off about the taste the rainbow. Also, the Velcro shoes. I'm not really sure about that.
So guy
Tony.
Number three,
yeah,
Tony. He's out. Yeah. No way you're going out with him. No. I mean, were you shocked by that with the
shoelace?
Thing?
I mean, I could deal with that, but I'm a little confused about the taste of the rainbow.
Really? You could actually deal with a guy. Seriously, you could date a guy. You could go out with a guy that didn't learn how to tie his shoes until he was a senior in high school.
I mean,
really?
As long as he knows how to do it now and he's not like,
but
Velcro,
what else could
like,
he be that
true.
Stupid about,
that's
right?
True.
I mean,
yeah.
Sorry, Tony. I'm
yeah.
Afraid to be, but
no,
I, mean,
so. Yeah, I was thrown off by that, so no.
All right, so he's out. That leaves him, and don't ever, Tony, repeat that story to anyone ever again.
I wouldn't put that on your Tinder profile.
No. Anthony is guy number one in software sales, and guy number two, John, works with chemicals. Who are you not picking and why?
I think I'm going to go with, I'm not going to pick Anthony.
Not picking guy number one, the software sales guy. Yeah. Why?
The nickname, A-Train.
A-Train.
He didn't know football. He doesn't like football or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then he was also, he didn't understand the difference between a sex doll and a real person. So that's kind of weird.
All right. So he's, boy, we have some real simpletons. lots of great guys for her to pick from this week. Yeah. All right. So that means she's picking guy number two, John. All right. What did you like about him?
I liked that, you know, he said that he'd rather have everyone like him. You know, he didn't, obviously wasn't like into the pedophile thing.
That's a plus.
Yeah. I mean, I don't mind that, you know, I like that. So obviously he does like to go out, like have fun if he's into, you know, like weed and cocaine and all that stuff. So
that's actually surprising that you pick, that you would pick this guy. I'll tell you why, because if you haven't done weed since you were, you know, smoked weed, really high school, maybe a few times of college. I'm surprised that you would date this guy who's done coke and stuff.
I don't judge. So I mean, as long as you're not, you know,
see, that
doing
makes
it
me
all
think
the time.
Chelsea
but...
might be. She might be a little bit a bigger partier than she's letting on to her. She's probably on heroin right now. She does apparently know Ned.
Yeah.
So something's fishy. All right. Well, Chelsea, good luck on your date. Let us know how it turns out. I hope everything goes well between you and John. And let us know. Keep us informed.
Do you guys have any people that like have gotten married?
We do.
From the hookup?
I would say if I had to guess, I mean, we've been doing the hookup a long
forever.
Time.
Yeah. or people that are like still together? Or
sure. But I know of at least probably five marriages. Hmm. I just met someone actually. Where was I? I met someone. It's weird because we were out of town. They met on the hookup. I think he might have lived here or something at the time. They met on the hookup like 2 years ago. They're still together. I forget. You might have ran into this guy. We were on the bus, I remember, Dieter. And a guy and a girl came out. They met on the hookup. The girl was on the hookup. And then the guy, she picked him. And he came out and he said hello to us at one of these places. It does. But, you know. That's no guarantee that your date won't be horrible. So.
My friend was on here, and she did one, and the
this
guy
terrible
was
day?
Crazy. Yeah.
Okay. Well, have a backup plan just in case. Yeah, like, have your friend on standby that you call and say, oh, my God, you know, my mom was hit by a car. We need to get to the hospital right away.
Yes.
Have something ready to go just in case.
Oh, yeah.
I always have that, like, when Sass Keith calls or the people want – I have a meet. You always have something, Dieter. That you're ready. Oh, I'm just heading into something.
The store.
Right? The store.
The bank.
Doctor's appointment.
Yeah, doctor.
Anything.
That's good to get out.
You know? I have a proctology appointment. I'm just walking into it right now.
Right.
All right. Chelsea, thank you.
Thank you.
We'll get to the Thursday hookup here in just a moment. Dougie coming in.
We just did the hookup.
I mean, Thursday hookup? Sorry. I'm so confused and taken aback by Chelsea's beauty that I can't think straight. We have the Shizzy coming up in just a moment. Dougie going to do the news for us. Are you ready for that, Dougie?
Yes, sir.
All right. I'm not ready. Here we go with the shizzy.
Hit the shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Did you say about five marriages, Dougie?
Oh, kids, too.
Kids from, well, that can happen on the first date on the hookup.
Divorces.
Remember, do we have some divorces from the hookup?
Do you remember one year? Or, God, this was at the old studio when we worked downtown at CBS Radio. And we lived right next door to the building.
Yeah.
To the studio.
Yeah.
So we were walking. I was walking in first to go to work. And the hookup couple from the night before had parked outside the radio station. They were in the car.
Going at it.
Still in the car making out. Like, they're, like, rolling down the window.
At 6 o'clock in the morning.
No, it was like 4 in the morning. Like, they had still... So yeah, lots of successful dates
and countless STDs probably.
Yes.
From the hookup.
All right, today marks the 15th anniversary of the Columbia disaster that killed all 7 astronauts aboard the space shuttle.
Yeah, these guys were on their way home too. Like they're like, all right, we're getting ready to land. They would have been down on the ground in a few minutes, and then. Yeah.
16 days in space. Everyone was anticipating the landing, and
it's the wrong video here, Snitz, I think.
Columbia disaster?
Yeah, this is that's the Challenger disaster.
Oh, got the wrong one.
It wasn't the other one, just a little piece came off the this one.
Yeah, it was a piece of foam that came off the external tank on launch, and it hit the leading edge of the left wing.
Yeah, we
and
were
it punctured a hole.
Damaged the heat shield.
The heat shield, yeah. But it's kind of like hit kind of like the leading edge of the wing, and yep. I guess the crack progressed towards the left main wheel well.
When we were in Florida at the NASA Museum?
Kennedy Space Center, yeah.
Yeah, did you see they had pieces from both crashes, the Challenger and the
Columbia? I don't think I
there was
saw
a whole
that.
Section, and it played a video of the crash and everything, and the pieces.
Oh, I didn't see the pieces. I saw like they had a memorial for each astronaut that...
Yeah.
They also have a memorial, I think, remnants of the original launch pad from the Apollo 1 fire in 1967.
Yeah, I would recommend going to that. That was fun. It was a good time going to that space center. I just telling someone that the other night. I said I wouldn't really plan on going to that thing, really, but I had a good time, and I'm glad that we went. Go on, douche.
One person was killed and a number of others were injured when a train collided with a garbage truck in Virginia yesterday. On board were several congressmen who were headed to a retreat in West Virginia. No lawmakers were injured. They did help those passengers that were hurt, with 2 giving CPR to 1 victim and others moving an injured passenger across the train tracks. The accident occurred on the tracks on Crozet, which is about 126 miles away from D.C., and President Trump will fly today to meet, if he's not already there, he's going to meet up with Republican lawmakers. And this is just a day after that crash happened. So one person is dead. I thought this was a kind of a crazy story. Dr. Brenda Fitzgerald, the director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, known as the CDC for short, Brenda resigned yesterday due to a controversy over her investments. So she is the director of the CDC, and she had investments in tobacco and healthcare companies that could cause potential conflicts of interest. So she bought these after she was asked and tapped to be the head of the CDC. So now that information is out, she has resigned. Joe Kennedy, the representative that went to speak on behalf of the Democrats after the State of the Union address, Joe Kennedy has been under a lot of spotlights because of the drool. He was talking, he had drool on the side of the mouth.
This is the guy who gave the Democratic response to the State of the Union address, and his mouth was all...
goobery.
Yeah, it was gross. I saw this on my TV. I go, am I the only one seeing this? Am I going to know? Yeah. Oh, God, look at that. What was that?
He said it's chapstick.
That far down on the side?
He said he put way, way too much chapstick. He applied.
Someone would see that before. Who? I mean, come on. You have, don't you have assistants and staff and a camera guy and the director and all of this? Don't they see that? And they go, hey, dude, wipe your mouth, bro.
Well, if you do it right before you take the podium and you just do it real quick, and you do it too heavy, it goops it. I could see that. You've had it with Carmex or something that you put on.
I know, but I wasn't giving the Democratic response to the State of the Union on national TV either. I mean, come on.
It shows nobody likes the guy because nobody warned him and told him.
It's just, it's not a good, I mean, that sticks with you the rest. I know it's silly, but that.
No, that what, Marco Rubio, he has the water bottle.
Yeah.
He has the glistening lips.
Yeah.
Ex-NBA player Rasul Butler and his wife, a singer who appeared on American Idol, were both killed in a single car crash in Studio City, California. This happened early yesterday morning. 38-year-old Butler, who was drafted by the Heat back in 2002, lost control of his Range Rover. It was around 2 o'clock in the morning. He struck a parking meter and then slammed into a wall, and then the car flipped.
Dude, how fast was the guy going?
Officers believe he was speeding, lost control.
I mean, I know Studio City, but was he on a highway or was he on a surface street?
I don't know. I mean, Studio City is...
Put that picture up again. Let me see, Snitz. I guess he can... I mean, that looks like a parking garage. I mean, how are you going that fast? Huh.
When you flip it.
I don't think he flipped.
No, she said it flipped over. Yeah. That's what killed him.
Flipped over?
Hit the parking meter, hit the wall, then flipped. He would have been fine if he didn't flip that thing.
I mean, that car is pretty much cut in half.
If we hit a parking meter, that's a regular street then.
What's that?
Yeah.
Yeah, parking meter. I mean, he must have been flying then. I mean... That's insane. All right, go on.
Minneapolis police, they're all getting ready, and they've got concrete barriers, chain link fencing. It's all going up around the site for the Super Bowl in downtown Minneapolis. That's where local, state, and national agencies, they're all teaming up to ensure that the game, as well as dozens of related events, are safe. And the downtown location for the game on Sunday, a lot of challenges for authorities because they have to get creative. They didn't have a lot of officers in Minneapolis, so they had to depend on the National Guard and a lot of people from all over the country that are coming in. And for an example, they had a small department, less than 900 officers compared with the roughly 5,000 that they had in Houston where the game was last year. And then I think I saw, and I don't have an update, I think one of the locations that Pink and other people are performing at Saturday night that was evacuated. There's a security threat or something had happened where that was evacuated. So they're trying to get everything ready. That leads me to Tom Brady and his water habit. I guess he drinks so much water that a normal person that could kill you.
Would have that. What do they call that water? Not poisoning. I forget, but that's what that... As you know that from that radio show that was holding the contest, Hold Your Wii for a Wii, when the Nintendo Wii was a big thing. Someone died from it.
Hyponatremia?
I don't know.
Water intoxication?
How much does he drink?
Yeah, how much does he drink?
In his new book, he reportedly drinks over 37 glasses of water per day.
They have ounces?
They say it's enough water to hydrate a healthy person for 5 days. He says, drink at least one half of your body weight in ounces of water every day. That's the minimum. And then you add electrolytes on top of that. So his body weight is what?
Say he's
200 pounds?
At least. Maybe 220.
Think so?
He's tall. He's 6'5".
Oh, is he that tall?
Yeah, he's a tall. I want to know the exact ounces. I thought. Because in a gallon of water.
If half your body weight, that would only be 110 ounces.
Right.
Big deal. That's not going to.
Gallon of water is 130 ounces.
Okay.
So I'm trying to figure out.
Wait, what was the first thing you said? How many glasses of water?
He drinks over 37 glasses of water
per day. So if they're saying glasses, that's 8 ounces, right?
Yeah, I would think so. That's like 300 ounces of water. So
296 to be exact.
2.5 gallons of water.
Yeah, two and a half.
Theater drinks that during the show.
Do you really?
No, that's what I do in a day. Right around two and a half.
2.5 gallons?
During the show, yeah. I have at least a gallon, a little more.
That's one thing you have in common with him.
Tom Brady, yeah.
Everything
else, no.
Everything, the supermodel wife, the
successful
money, all of that, you have nothing.
He's 6'4", 225.
But when you're at the Super Bowl, how do you not pee all the time?
That's a good, yeah, how do you not pee?
No, before the game, and this
their
is
bladder's
constantly.
Probably huge, is used to being, Dieter pees all the
constantly.
Time.
Constantly.
Yeah, you do, you're constantly peeing, but I think he pees at halftime, pees before the game, and I think he probably tapers it down. So he doesn't have to keep peeing throughout the game.
Some guys just
Well, you're also running around. You're
sweating
it out.
Sweat it out, right?
Yeah. And some guys go intense on the side, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You can? You can.
Do any guys just go?
Well, one guy used to kneel down one knee and just pee right there, and then the camera caught him.
It's a good move.
How would he pee through his pants?
Well, he pulled it was a kicker, and he's about to make the game-winning kick.
Uh-huh.
I think he played for San Diego.
Yep.
And he just pulled out the cup, and he's like, hold on, before I kick, I got to pee. And the camera zooms in on the guy. He was, like, hiding behind a table, thought nobody saw him. And the camera was right at the live shot.
And finally, speaking of football, the National Football League yesterday inked a monster TV rights deal, and that'll move Thursday Night Football to Fox. TNF will move to Fox beginning with the 2018 season.
That'll be better. It's on NFL Network now, right?
And CBS.
And it's on CBS?
Yes.
Thursday nights? Oh.
Telecast had aired on CBS as well as NBC the past two seasons. And now they're going to go to Fox.
Okay.
I thought they were going to get rid of this because the players don't like it. They don't like playing on Thursday.
But I was surprised by
that,
too.
This is great. I like something to watch on Thursday.
But it's a 5-year deal at $3.3 billion. So that's roughly $60 million per game for the 11-game slate. And then CBS and NBC, they paid roughly $45 million per game for 10 games. So it's a lot of money. They're paying a lot of money for that. There you go. That's a Shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Rover, that was the best thing I've ever heard on the radio, man.
There's more than meets the ears. Watch the show with RMG TV at RoverRadio.com or on the RMG app.
Cody in Denver, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Cody.
Rover, yo.
Yo, what's happening?
Hey, I don't know if you heard the latest right-wing conspiracy theory, but you guys were talking about that train crash with the GOP congressman, and apparently Hillary Clinton ordered that train crash to try to kill off some of the GOPers.
That sounds like...
That was strange.
That sounds like it's probably true, for sure.
A train full of Republicans.
How did Clinton order that? I mean, how does one go about that? How would Hillary Clinton, private citizen, order this?
That's a great question.
Something I think we need to investigate. Maybe Devin Nunes can, maybe he can get to the bottom of this.
He's releasing his memo today, but then it turns out that the memo that was approved to be released, he then sent that memo to the White House. Well, he changed the entire memo before it got to the White House.
Ah. Well, this memo is apparently in some memo. This is the same guy. This guy's a nut, man. I can't believe people are listening to this dude. He now believes that they used that dossier. Apparently, his whole memo is that they used this dossier, which we've all heard about, to get a warrant to wiretap Carter Page, who's another weirdo. Just watch any interview with this guy. I don't know if he's involved in anything weird or anything illegal, but he's weird. Weird. And so that's the whole point of this memo, apparently, is that the FBI is abusing their power to do wiretaps and things like that. Now, the FBI and everyone else and Democrats are saying, yeah, okay. That might have been 1 out of 100 pieces of evidence that we used to get this warrant to do this. You're not giving the complete picture. And this Devin Nunes guy is not a credible person as far as I'm concerned, but I guess they're going to release that. And
I saw Hope Hicks, or I heard that while I was in the
She might be in trouble.
Something about that meeting at Trump Tower. I don't know what's going on. Well, with that. There's so much that happens every day. It's like, I'm
a guy
almost done.
Told the investigators that Hope Hicks, there were some emails back and forth about how, you know, how the president lied. He drafted this thing. He drafted himself a statement regarding the meeting in Trump Tower between Donald Trump Jr. and the Russians.
While he was,
and they're like, oh, it had nothing. It was about adoption. That's it. Lie. We obviously know. We've seen the emails where they're like, hey, we have all this dirt on Hillary. And he's like, oh, my God, that's the best. I can't wait to get there. And so Hope Hicks apparently told people on a conference call, well, those emails, this stuff is never going to get out, so we don't have anything to worry about. And they're now saying that she might be part of this cover-up. But she's so hot, I don't care. Like, just let her go. You know, she's too pretty to put into jail, Hope Hicks.
Mm-hmm.
I sent something to Snitzer. Someone sent, Shannon sent me some photos. She says, we visited Kennedy Space Center last summer. I saw the exhibit Dieter was talking about with the Challenger and Columbia tragedies. Here are the pictures of the pieces. There are window frames from Space Shuttle Columbia. So that's like the cockpit windows that they recovered.
Wow.
And then there's one of, a piece of the Space Shuttle Challenger.
That's exactly what I saw.
But they must have gotten off out of the bottom of the ocean. How did I miss this?
I actually got emotional looking at that and all the astronauts. They had stuff from, did you see that one?
I did. How did I miss this part? I saw
it. One row over.
Oh, my God. How did I miss this?
And they had a video just playing of footage and the day of. And I'm just watching it, and there's like somber music. And I'm just like, oh, man, it's getting dusty in here. I got to keep going.
They had like personal effects from all of the astronauts.
Each person, like a guy had a Bible, guy had a necklace, like stuff they had in his locker back home.
Yeah.
Shoes, pictures of their kids. I'm just like, damn, because they're,
Theater's getting choked up right now.
Yeah. The Super Bowl is going to be good on Sunday. Right, guys?
Yeah. All right. Let me take a break. We'll come back. We are leaving for Punxsutawney for Groundhog Day. Dieter's really excited about that. Is it going to be as good as Dieter thinks it is?
And Charlie.
Charlie said he's been wanting to go his whole life, he said. Now I think you're thinking.
No, I know I'm going to have fun. I have fun wherever I go, so it doesn't matter. It could be family, super family fest. You got a bus to get drunk on. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, we're going to stop and get beer.
Yes. We need to do that.
Yeah.
There's a real lack of it on the bus.
Well, Stoochie's beer. She brings two beers and
they're all different kinds and they're from 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Scraps.
Let me take a break. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Every life has a purpose. Jeffries is to remind others that things could be worse.
Make sure that you have the facts 100%.
A lot worse.
People don't realize it.
Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
End a little bit early today because we got to head out to Punxsutawney, but we're still here for a while. So 866 yo Rover. Garrett, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Garrett.
Hey, morning, Rover.
Hey, man.
Dieter, yo.
Yo.
Hey, I'm just having trouble with my Roku RMG TV live stream. Has you guys know if there's a problem?
With Apple TV and Roku, I think there will be. I'll tell you why. it's nothing technical. What happened is the place, the CDN that we get all of our bandwidth through, the credit card on file with them changed. So they just sent me an email this morning. They go, hey, we tried to charge your account and it didn't go through. So I had to go in. I had to put in a new credit card into there, and so that should be done shortly here, Garrett. And we'll try and get that back up and running. I appreciate it. Thank you. Oh my Lord, these credit cards. So I just got a new credit card in December. Remember, there was some charges. What was it? When I told this to you guys,
false charge, right?
Right. What was it? Oh man, it was something.
Was it an iTunes charge or that was Doogie?
That was Doogie. No, mine was, wasn't it?
Was that a state
prepaid cell phone cards or something like that? So that's back in December. So now here we are a month later. I get this new card. You have to go through. You have to update everywhere. And there's a lot of places. This is a business card. A lot of places that have this business card that you don't even really think about. Maybe they only charge you once every 3 months or 6 months or once a year. How are you supposed to keep track of all the places that have this on file? So I'm in the process of doing all that. I thought all of them were All of the important ones were done. And then I just get an alert on my cell phone 2 days ago from Citibank going, oh, we're seeing suspicious charges on Amazon. I'm like, are you kidding? So I've just ignored it. hopefully they didn't go through. They made it decline. I'm just hoping that I don't have to go through the whole thing of changing the card. It's like every 2 months. It's
another
unbelievable.
Fraudulent?
Yes.
Are you sure you didn't?
Unbelievable.
How are they getting this card number?
Good question. I don't know. Probably.
Because you get it more than anybody I know.
But you also have to think it's probably this business card is probably in 50 times more stuff than a regular credit card. Yeah. You know what I mean?
How do they know? Because you buy on Amazon every day. How do they know that it was fraudulent?
Probably the shipping address or something is weird. Like it's being shipped to Pakistan or something. Or it could be the location that the purchase was made from. They track that. I don't know. Mm-hmm. You know, so they would know, oh, this internet, the IP address is in a different place than where he normally purchases from, different state. Or
what was the purchase?
I don't know. It didn't tell me. It just said it was $300. Jeez. So they declined, and then I'm like, so they've been calling. They've called twice and sent text alerts, and I've ignored it. Normally, they turn the card off, and the card stops working. But they didn't do that, and so I've ignored it, and I'm like, oh, man, please don't. I mean, every 2 months, it is. And then you have to get a new card. That takes a day or two for them to send the card out. And then you have to go through and you have to update everything that you have out there. There's got to be a better way of doing this. This is ridiculous. Anyhow, did you see this? This girl, I almost am wondering, could this be faked? The acting in it seems to be pretty good, like the reaction of some of these friends, but it would be kind of easy to fake this. This is a college girl. Her name is, I'll tell you what her name is. Hold on 1 second. Carly Sutton. It must be from Canada. She's a student at the University of Ottawa. I don't know how old she is, probably like 20, 21 years old. Watch what she does with this bottle of Jägermeister. She opens it up. She's got a regular size bottle of Jägermeister.
Oh, she's pounding it.
She's pounding the bottle of Jägermeister.
Oh my gosh.
How far can she get?
She's gonna die.
She's not choking at all. No gagging. Just
holy s***, Carly, no.
And she gets a can of Red Bull and shotguns it.
Oh, you need that for the chaser.
No f***ing way.
Well, that's a Jäger bomb right there.
Oh, that is.
My Jäger God. Bomb.
And then dabs. Got at him with that stupid dab.
What is wrong with her?
That's a party girl right there. How we get her on Rolling Glory 1?
Oh, yeah. But how much did she puke right after that cut off?
Do you think she puked?
Of course. There's no possible way you wouldn't puke.
Or you would die.
Yeah, but she's done that before, you guys. Look at how she drank all of that down. She didn't gag like Dieter said. There was no reaction. That was like water.
Doesn't matter if you've done it before. That's just too much all at once.
It is.
It's just way too much at once.
Your body could drink a bunch of alcohol, you know, you could drink that all at once. I couldn't. I can't chug anything. I can't even chug water. But anyone who could chug something like that.
A bottle of Jaeger?
Sure. Because you don't have time to get
into your bloodstream
right, and
get all drunk. But that's going to hit her and she's going to be dead. She hasn't puked that out.
Is there an update to this?
No update. I mean, I don't think she's dead. They know her name and everything.
It looks real because she cracked it on camera.
Here's what I'm saying. She did crack it on camera.
Does it ever cut away?
It never cuts away. That sound effect could be added in post.
Do you have that sound effect, Charlie, that you could add?
Bottle opener?
Well, let's listen. Listen to this. Here it is. Once again, you'll hear her open up the supposedly sealed cap of Jägermeister. And it's just really loud when she does it. Almost A little too loud. Listen.
But Rover, the camera zoomed in on it. She put the camera right next to it.
Yeah. So maybe it's, I mean, it could be legit. They say in the article that Jägermeister is 35% alcohol.
Jesus.
So that's not as much as
that's still a
vodka
lot.
Or something like that, but it's 700 milliliters.
Well, vodka's what, 40%? It's not that much more.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, vodka's 80 proof.
80 proof.
40%.
Yeah, 40%.
This is 35%.
Okay, so I guess it is almost the same.
Yeah.
It contains 25 units of alcohol. I guess that would be the equivalent of 25 drinks.
25 shots. 25 beers.
Right.
Oh.
Right 25 there. Glasses of wine. At normal, filled normal.
All at once. So.
Oh, my God.
Is that, two questions. A, is that a real video? And B, what happened to her immediately after? 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837.
There's videos of people doing this all over the internet. Just usually don't see a college girl doing it.
I know.
There's just overweight.
Big fat hillbilly.
Yeah.
There's this one guy that did an entire bottle of vodka all in one sitting. I think his name's Shoe Nice or something.
Yeah, and then they show the after effects. Yeah. He's puking his brains out. He can't stop the vomiting.
So what do you think? This girl just puked the whole thing out?
Yeah, and the rest of the night she peed herself. She's laying in a pool of vomit. She craps herself. They don't show any of that. She's probably, what, 100 pounds? She's a tiny girl.
Do you think that, all right, so you think it's a legit video? No one questions it?
Right now, I think it's real.
Everyone thinks it's real. All right. She didn't cringe at all.
Even after.
Chugging that.
Okay, I just sent you a video of a guy doing Everclear. This is Shoe Nice.
Oh, my God. Everclear. I think we might have, did we play this? Or we played some other one where a guy.
Well, this, I don't know, this Shoe Nice guy, he does, that's what his thing is. He'll either eat a lot of stuff. I watched him eat an entire Doritos bag.
Yeah.
And when I say Doritos bag, I mean the chips and the bag. He ate the bag, too.
Hey, everyone. He's done. Shoe Nice again. I like your vid to end all vids. You guys ready? Let's do this.
Oh, my God.
What is that?
It's a box of... He's holding up a box. Opening it up with a box cutter.
What, he came to the store and buy this?
No, it's not faked. He's probably...
What? It's just a box.
Assumption.
But he's editing.
May endanger your health.
Bottle of Everclear.
Proof, guys. Are you playing games?
That's a big-ass bottle, too.
No, Mark.
What's this guy's problem?
Get set. Should I...
Oh, he's doing it.
Plugging his nose.
This is insane. Who would do this?
He doesn't do the whole bottle, does he?
Just did it.
Oh. He has to vomit it out, right? You can't keep that. Oh, he's keeping it down.
Takes a sip of some water.
Oh, my God. What's in the cup? What's he drinking?
He's just drinking some water.
Why is he plugging his nose, though?
I'm all right.
If he doesn't puke, this isn't real.
All right, people, I got to stand by.
Something's coming up, I think.
I didn't want to go over 1 minute on this video. Thank you.
No way.
There's no way.
There's one guy who chugs vodka, and immediately when he's done, he just like... Bleh!
So what happens then?
I think he pukes. It's just he waits till he turns the camera off. Because there's no way you can keep it down. You'd die.
All right. Shoe Nice, whoever that guy is. Ethan, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Ethan.
Hey, Rover.
Hey.
It looks like when she's taking the cap off that bottle of Jägermeister, the little metal ring on the bottom of it comes off with it. It's hard for me to tell, but maybe you guys can see it better.
And what does that mean? I don't know what you mean by that.
She never cracked it. She pulled the whole cap off, so she could have dumped it out and put anything else
in. Yeah, if she pulled it off once, she could have pulled it off twice.
No. All right, I'm looking at this frame by frame here. really dissecting the Jägermeister.
Highbrow stuff here.
Wait, but why is that fake? She twists it off and then comes off.
Because if she's pulled it off once, she already pulled it off and just put whatever in it.
No, but the crack, how can you fake that crack? I mean,
you can add the sound later.
Yeah, you definitely. Charlie, do you have a bottle open sound effect with a crack kind of thing? That's not it.
It's got to be like that.
Wasn't there a guy who chugged tequila and then died from it
not
too long ago?
We did it in the news.
Yeah. He did it at a bar. It was like a drinking contest.
Wasn't it a bottle of Patron?
I don't remember, but he croaked right there at the bar.
Yeah.
Like 5 minutes after he did it. People are like, dude, you're crazy. And then he was dead. Well, this chick is apparently still alive. And
what's her number?
I know, exactly. We got to get her. Well, let's party with her on board Rolling Glory 1 sometime. Andy, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Andy.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Hey, what's up?
Not much. Hey, this is for Dieter. Dieter, do you remember seeing Tino used to chug whole bottles of whiskey when we were in high school?
Santino? Yeah. My buddy Santino, yeah.
Yeah, he used to do it all the time. It was awesome. I heard what you guys are talking about.
So it's possible, I suppose, then, huh, Dieter?
Yeah, but...
Well, what happened with Santino after he would do it?
We'd put him in a bathtub. He would urinate himself. He'd crap himself. He'd be leaning out, puking the entire night. The night was over. But he'd have 30 seconds of fame where he would chug it, and everybody's like, yeah, you're the man.
Now, would you check on him, or would he... Because this is how people die of alcohol poisoning.
Oh,
you put him in the bathtub and just let him be.
Wait, you go in there and you use the bathroom. You're like, you okay? And he's like, yeah. Yeah, and be like, good job, bro. Party animal.
My God. Danny in Michigan, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Danny.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, man.
My friend told me that he was at a bar one time, and he saw this chick do 9 Jaeger bombs. I mean, literally one right after the other. She ordered a 10th one. As soon as she did the 10th Jaeger bomb, she stood up to go to the bathroom. Her eyes rolled in the back of her head, and she hit the floor.
I believe it.
The bartender obviously called 911. So the EMTs got there. They hooked her up to IVs and all this other stuff, and they said, we got to get this girl to the hospital like 10 minutes ago. So they apparently pronounced her dead when she got to the hospital. She was gone.
Hmm.
They said she did not make it. There's no way.
Now I'm sort of questioning the story. I mean, I believe the story.
I don't know. But.
I believe the story about the 10 Jaeger bombs, but then her just croaking right there in the bar. I don't know. That may be taking a little bit too far because you think they could resuscitate you, pump your stomach. I guess maybe if you hit your head, though, if you completely pass, I mean, maybe you die from that.
If your eyes roll in the back of your head, you pass out and you hit the floor. I mean, it could be a concussion. I mean,
right.
I
guess that could kill you hitting your head like that.
I don't know. I'm just telling you, I wasn't there.
Right,
I'm just
right. That's how most great stories are. I wasn't there, but my buddy told me. That's usually how they go. All right.
Right.
thank you, Danny.
Google her name and see if there's an update.
What's it again?
What is it? Sutton, S-U-T-T.
Let me see here. Sorry, I've already clicked off that story, and I'm on to Bella Hadid posing nearly naked. I'm looking at that photo. She's in a little thong holding a dog. I don't even know who Bella Hadid is. I know
She's
the
a model.
Name Gigi Hadid and Bella Hadid. What are they, sisters or something?
That one's a model.
Bella is
hot, yeah. The Weeknd was hitting that.
I mean, she's okay in this picture, but
what? You kidding me? It's a model. Look how tight that is. I mean, she's super skinny. I'd actually like some meat on that.
I know, but like her face? Is she like?
Well, that's a bad picture. She doesn't look like that. It's scrunched
What's
up.
What's her name? Well, again? What I'm wondering, Bella Hadid. I'm wondering when all these professional models they have great photo shoots, great makeup. Blah blah blah. Sometimes you see them in person, and they're really not nearly as hot as you would think.
That chick's hot.
Yeah, I wish I wasn't that hot. I mean, she's hot.
I'm just saying.
Did you see that local story? This girl died. A high school student died in a car crash.
I did. Yeah,
how hot?
She was good looking too.
I sent Snitch the photo. I mean, it's so much. Look how hot that chick is.
Carly Sutton is the name of the girl from University of Ottawa. Carley Sutton. All right, I do have to take a break. I'm looking up Bella Hadid.
This has got to be fake, because there's no...
That whole family is just gorgeous. Look at
they
them.
Are.
It's crazy.
Who's the hottest Snitzer?
Oh, the dude, of course.
Snitzler's the one in the middle. The guy. Who's the guy in the middle? What's his name? He's a Hadid?
Their brother, yeah.
What's his name? Is he Anwar. Famous? Anwar Hadid? Mm-hmm. And who's Gigi Hadid? The one on the left?
Yep.
With all those dots all over her body? I mean, they're good looking, I guess.
You're kidding me. Come on.
No,
there's some of the most beautiful people in the world.
The girl on the right, Bella.
That's Bella, yeah.
You can't tell. You don't say that. Not hot.
No, good looking.
Come on.
Oh, good looking,
okay?
But
she's
one of the top supermodels. How about this one? In the world.
Yeah, I know, but show this photo, Sniss. Pull this one up.
Not great.
I'm telling you, they make these people look way hotter than they really are. Trust me on this.
Do a full body shot.
She's beautiful.
A full body
shot. Victoria's Secret. Look at that.
She's hot.
Okay, so she got a great body. Is her face? I mean, I don't know. You tell me.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Mm-mm.
Wow.
Okay. You turn her down?
Yes, you would.
No, I wouldn't turn her down.
You
I'm
dated
just saying.
Me for 8 years.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Tops her.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I question your
yeah.
own.
Doozy Hadid.
Would, no, I'm just saying there are other models and celebrities that are hotter than these two, I would say. Definitely. You don't think so?
Who offhand?
I don't know. I'll find
Kendall Jenner.
No, Kendall Jenner's hotter than this chick by 1,000%. Are you kidding me? Kendall's a hot one, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I always get them confused. All right. If you listen to us on a station that only carries the show until 10 a.m., you can continue listening or watching live at roverradio.com or with the Rover Radio app on your phone. And for everyone else, we'll be right back after this. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Jeffrey LaRoe. He's really dedicated and loves his job.
It's a pretty stressful job, so.
Too bad it's his other job at the fence company. Welcome back to Rover's Morning Glory.
All right, we'll get to a quick shizzy, I guess. We're going to get out of here early today. I don't know if Rolling Glory 1 is here yet, but we're heading out shortly. Matt, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Matt.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, man.
Back when I was in the Marine Corps, a lot of the female Marines would try and chug a bottle to the face, Jack Daniels, vodka, whatever. And, I mean, a lot of them got passed out drunk, but most of them didn't puke. They held it down.
They could puke?
No
they,
way.
They could drink a whole bottle of Jack and not puke? A female?
Yes, sir, Marines.
Wow.
How could you keep that down and not die? Alcohol poisoning.
Most of them pass out, but, you know,
that is a good question. I mean, if that's like 25 shots, that you would think that would kill you.
It would.
Right?
Especially a girl that weighs 100 pounds, 130 pounds.
Yep.
Huh. All right. Well, maybe those Marine girls are tougher than you, dear.
Yeah. Hoorah.
Jared in Louisville. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Jared.
Hey, what's up, Rover?
Hey, man.
I was wondering if you saw this video. It's gone viral. This woman named Sergeant Lovely, she's in the Air Force. She put a video on Facebook saying that black women don't listen to their superiors in the military. That no matter what she says or how nice she is, the women underneath her, these black women, disrespect her and don't listen. And I was wondering if you guys have seen it and what your thoughts were.
I haven't seen it, but I have it right here. I can watch it right now. Let's check this out. Jared, I'll give you my thoughts afterwards. Here we go. This is from the New York Post. This is an Air Force sergeant who apparently goes on a rant about black female subordinates. Here we go.
Issues
with my airmen and my NCOs that are lower ranking with me, but they're black female.
Why does this keep skipping today?
I don't know, but I saved you a regular version.
Oh, thank you. Something's going on with my internet connection here.
Girl, let's see, I was guys watching porn.
What's it called?
So internet
Air Force? Here it is.
Issues with my airmen and my NCOs that are lower ranking with me, but they're black females. And it pisses me the fuck off that they have no fucking respect and constantly having an attitude. And what the fuck is up with that? Like, I'm trying my best to hold my professionalism with them.
I'm trying my best to hold my professionalism by making a Facebook Live video where I'm talking about it.
This is a mistake.
Yeah, I'm trying my best. Really? This is your level of professionalism?
Good God. They have no f***ing respect whatsoever. Every time I talk to them, no ma'am. It's just like they're talking down to me. And I'm trying to tread lightly as a, you know, higher ranking NCO, not to f***ing blow the f*** up and start a fight club. But I'm over it. Why is that? Why is it that every time I encounter, you know, my subordinates that are black females, they have a giant f***ing attitude? And it's not like I'm coming to them with a f***ing attitude.
No,
I don't.
Of course not.
But every time I f***ing talk to them, it's like I'm just some f***ing stupid-ass girl that it just doesn't even... What is that called? Like, I don't even deserve to be talked to as a person.
Yeah, but this is her level. This is her trying her best to keep it professional.
What nationality is she?
She's got to be Hispanic, she looks like to me, but I don't know for sure.
Have they fired her?
I don't know what it's supposed to be called these days. Latina, Hispanic, who knows? What?
Do you get fired for that?
Or I'm just reading in the article here. It looks like they removed her from her supervisory role. And I don't know what they're going to do with her, but. Look, if you're having an issue, she could be telling the truth. Who knows? I don't know. Maybe all the black women on base are not respecting her or whatever the case may be. I don't know. Maybe that's true. Maybe that's false. If it is true, you deal with it. You don't go on Facebook Live to rant to people who have nothing to do with it. How are they going to solve the issue? They're not.
Well, there's
crack some skulls. If you got a bunch of people not doing what they're supposed to do, crack skulls, sweetheart. You know?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Dave, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Dave.
Rover.
Hey.
I haven't heard much out of Jeffrey from after the hookup this morning. I'm just wondering why.
He has been very silent after the big blow up early this morning. Jeffrey, what do you have to say for yourself?
Nothing at the moment.
Are you
just
in a bad mood?
I've been trying to stay quiet and stay out of people's hair.
Why?
So, usually I'm not here for the hookup, and I usually don't pipe in for the hookup, so...
Why?
Mm-hmm. That's pretty much it, and...
I can't hear you there. Why?
I mean, I have no clue.
All right. Well,
just trying
to blow up between Doogie and Jeffrey earlier today. Jeffrey elbowed Doogie right in the chest,
in the left chesticle,
right in the left boob. How does that feel?
It hurts.
It still hurts. Do you have a big bruise there, Doogie?
No, it's not a bruise. It hurts.
Uh huh. I mean, it looked to us in the replay that he looked right at her and gave her a big elbow, right? And you're laughing.
You
Why
said
are you
that
because
I'm not saying he looked at her. To me, it didn't look like he looked at her. He was just trying to get out of the closet. He came out of the closet, first person, you know, he's just spreading his elbows.
Is that true, Jeffrey?
Oh, it's just trying to get out of the room. I just felt like a caged animal. You guys were kind of imprisoning me in the fart box.
So you came out of the closet. You felt like a caged animal.
Spread your wings.
A butterfly.
Funny.
But.
And I don't find this laughable either. Doogie, like I said, I apologize to you. I know you're not going to accept it, but I sincerely apologize for what happened, and I won't let it happen again. Hey, and if I'm gone, I'm gone.
Jeez. Wow. I asked if
he's excited for the trip coming up, and he said no.
You're not excited to go see Punxsutawney Phil?
I mean, I don't know if you guys want me on this trip or not.
Yes. I
do, yeah. Well, Doogie's not going, so you know, we don't have to worry about any violence occurring.
So yeah, we'll see what happens. Let me just try to have a good time.
Don't you want to see a furry beaver?
No, he's a groundhog, not a beaver. It's a big difference.
Okay, big difference.
Thought you guys were smarter than that.
Yeah. But there has been a lot of animosity between Jeffrey and Doogie lately. All right, you got to knock that off, right, Jeffrey?
Yeah, I mean,
and if Doogie's picking on you,
if
you let
promises
me know.
To tone it down, I'll tone it down.
Okay,
what's she doing to you that she needs to?
I
tone
mean,
it
just that. No, what? Just and at times she. I'm sorry to say this, Doogie, but I'm gonna be honest with you, and at least I'm saying it to you.
Yeah.
But every time I say something on the air, and then you act like you don't pay attention to what I'm saying.
Let me finish. No.
Doogie, let me finish, and then.
There you go.
See, selective hearing. That's what. If that's the one thing, I'm sorry to say, Doogie, it does irritate me sometimes. And then when I don't pay attention, you get teed off.
What?
Okay, I can understand that. But is when I'm trying really to say something, I'm trying to be serious and not be joking for once. You know, you act like you don't want to hear what I have to say.
Is she rude to you off air?
Huh?
Is she rude to you off the air?
You know, not as much. But there'll be times she'll get a little sarcastic, but a lot of times it's very cordial. It's very, you know, when it's like show related stuff, you know? So
I feel like she's kind of rude off here too.
Shut up, Charlie. You're such an ass.
I just feel like you are.
Okay. What did I tell you in the office yesterday, Jeffrey? 3 or 4 different opportunities I'm working on to help get you some extra money.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she's helped me work on appearances, so like I try to keep things cordial and everything, and I just want to move on from this incident. And Doogie, like I said,
then don't attack me again.
Oh, that's no problem. I mean, just
stay away from you. That's fine. I can stay away from you.
No, we can't. We have to interact when it's for work. That's the, you know, I just want to like try to move on. Be, you know, I mean, like I know busting balls is standard operating procedure on our show, but if people are gonna bust balls on me.
You're going to hit me.
I'm going to bust right back.
But
verbally.
Okay. Got it.
I think the answer is to get Jeffrey in studio next to Doogie to kind of squash this
beef.
Yeah. It's not going to happen.
Why?
She doesn't want me next to her.
We'll put a wall between you guys. What's your name? Hello?
Brian in Rochester. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Brian.
Yo, Rover.
Yo.
I just think everybody's missing the biggest point about this whole fight that happened. I've seen Jeffrey in, you know, the League of Extraordinary Morons and all his physical activity, and, you know, he's not that quick. And I think that track jacket, I'm ready to buy one right now because that turned him into a superhero. Did you see him get past Nads and the strength to take down Doogie? Mm-hmm. That is some high-quality gear he's wearing.
It is. I mean, once you put on the Rover's Morning Glory track jacket, which is available to RMG Plus subscribers only, it turns you into a pooper hero just like Jeffrey LaRocque. You have amazing pooper powers. It's just
super fast, super light, able to punch women really easily.
Brian, thank you. Oh, sorry, I cut him off.
Dieter, I was at lunch with Dieter last week and Snitz and Jeffrey, and the server came up. One of the servers came up to us and asked Dieter if he was a professional boxer or a professional athlete.
Oh, MMA.
Was
MMA. Wearing that track jacket?
Uh huh.
And
she,
I had one on
yeah,
as
she
well.
She had one on too, so she thought we were like a team.
Trainers. Like,
she's like, are you a professional MMA guy? I'm like, no. But she loved the jacket.
You should say
I know.
Yes.
Well, Doogie right away goes, no, he's nobody. I was like, oh, okay,
no,
well, there goes
say
that
I'm an Olympian or I mean,
I was
you come
go
up
with
something.
That.
Jeez, Doogie. C-block.
Hey, speaking of that lunch, which was a good time, but I wonder who was on their phone majority of the time we were at lunch.
Who
was on their phone? Juicy. I mean, you're always on your phone.
This time, I was not on my phone. Just for like a few seconds. I saw Douche on her phone a lot.
Let's get back into it.
I was working, though.
She's got another boob. You want to elbow that one?
You weren't liking tweets from porn stars, Douche?
No.
Peter North.
All right. Douche, I don't know if I have time for...
The bus should be here soon.
I don't know if I have time for a quick shizzy, but... Jeffrey, you're going to be well-behaved. All right. Are we burying the hatchet?
I promise I'll be well-behaved.
Are we burying the hatchet between you and Douche?
They should hug.
No more... No more of that? No more... No more of that either?
Well, you know, I promise. As long as Douche and I can hug it out.
Hug it out.
No.
I promise. I'll make it better. Well behaved.
Douche, hug it out with Jeffrey. Come on.
Bury the hatchet.
For the sake of the show, hug it out.
I don't feel comfortable.
Douche, don't go down this road. This is what happens,
I'm good. I just don't.
You showered today,
me.
Right?
No, he's wearing the same gray sweatshirt he's been wearing every single day.
No, he has his track jacket on.
On top of the gray sweatshirt.
No, he doesn't.
He smells awesome.
Take
just
the track. Hug.
That's a t-shirt, not a sweatshirt.
Where's your track jacket?
Or go in there and show
them. No, I don't want to hug it out.
Yeah, come on in here, Jeffrey. Come on. Yeah,
hug
there you
Rover.
Go. No, come on.
Put Rover in the middle, and we'll do a three-way.
Take
the track jacket off and just show the sweatpants.
Is that a sweat?
Past his belly button today.
Sweatshirt or a t-shirt? That's a t-shirt, Douche.
But he had
some brand new clothes. I love this look.
Tucked in t-shirt.
Tucked in t-shirt into his sweatpants. And sweatpants pulled up to the nipples. No. I love that look.
You want to see up? This is up to the
why are you giving yourself a wedgie?
This is not my way.
All right, stand up, Douche. Come on.
Come on.
Jeffrey, get down on your knees and hands and knees, or on one knee and grovel to Douche. And ask, beg for forgiveness. Come on. Oh, look. He's going in.
Kiss.
They're hugging it out.
Kiss on the cheek.
Oh,
he's kissing her neck.
Yeah, they're hugging.
Physical assault to sexual assault.
Oh, God.
He did give her a kiss.
Oh, wow.
All right. They're best friends now, once again.
Ooh.
Wow. All right. Hatchet officially buried. We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory and wrap everything up. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
They'll make you laugh.
They'll make you cry.
And if you play your cards right, they might even get you laid.
Get laid?
What does that come with it, a guarantee?
We'll send Charlie over.
Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
Saskeith is in the studio. He's going to try and make a quick exit. We're going to try and get your college roommate on the air, Saskeith. Hey, get on a microphone right here just for a second. I want to show you something here on RMG TV. Saskeith is our operations manager. We call him Saskeith because his name is Keith and he looks like a Sasquatch. It's much more difficult to say when he's actually in the room.
I don't call you that, Mr.
Mr.
Abrams.
Direct your attention here to RMG TV. Let me show you this. Throwback. Yes, he refused to give this to me, but let me show this to you. There is Mr. Abrams back in college. And
Keith, which one are you?
That's good.
You wanted to know which one you are, Keith.
I don't know.
I don't see it.
How do you not see that? Look at that. Look at that. The nose is the same. The mouth is the same. The eyes are the same. Yeah, your hair's gone.
Yeah, right.
How old were you there? 21, 22?
Probably more like 18 or 19.
Seriously?
Oh, really? That young?
Yeah, from my freshman year in college.
Turn the music that down, Rover.
Well, it's not him. He's not talking into the microphone.
I know, so turn it down. So mix it a little.
It's like he's never been on the radio. And this is your college roommate that you're with right there?
Yeah.
Larry?
And he's now, he works for an AM station.
He's now the morning guy at KDK. Right?
But we might track him down at Punxsutawney.
He was a weather guy in Pittsburgh for years. Yeah, he used to go up every year. So I don't know if he still goes up anymore, to be honest with you. I mean, I could text him and find out.
So we could, I mean, because he probably has all sorts of stories about you in college, how crazy you were. plowing chicks. Both ways. Right? I mean, you were probably just going nuts. Ew. Yeah. Well, he met his wife in college, didn't you, though?
No, we went to the same high school, same college, and met after.
Oh, so you didn't start dating her until after college.
She dated one of my roommates. I was a senior. She was a freshman. She dated one of my roommates.
That guy?
No.
Oh, I don't remember that guy in the air.
I don't remember that at all.
Uh-huh.
Don't remember her. So.
Oh.
Then we met at a party 2 years after I graduated when I went up to talk to a class that she was in that she didn't go to because it was Friday morning, 8 o'clock. Why would she go to a class she's not going to get tested on?
Right.
So there you go.
Did you know when you met her that she was the one?
Yeah.
Really?
I thought he bailed on the wedding.
He did bail on the wedding, but then
I came to my senses, and 31 years later, here we are.
They're still married. Well, anyhow, I see that resemblance. I don't know how you don't see that resemblance.
Dieter and I don't see it.
That's hilarious, though. I love that photo.
And that was probably right after a haircut, too.
And we got.
I used to have some hair.
I asked him yesterday. I go, send me that photo. He goes, no, I'm not going to send that to you. Are you crazy?
It's been posted on.
Now it's out
social
there.
Social media. And that's true.
Well, anything else you have on any other photos of Saskeith that you have, send them my way. I'd love to see those, especially from the college era.
Uh-huh.
If you can dig those up. Sure, all right, yeah. Saskeith, anything else going on?
No.
You hired a new assistant program director. I see.
Yes.
The ball rag replacement.
Ish. Yeah.
Yeah. Why not just hire a program director? Why an assistant program director?
Because he's going to be the program director of ALT, our alternative station, and also the assistant PD for me, so to assist me in doing things because I've got a bunch going on, and the idea was to have somebody who would do a lot of the stuff that a program director does. And then, you know, hopefully I'm hiring the next PD of MMS. But
how long does it take to determine?
I don't know. There's not really a hard time to.
What do you say to Corey, the board op, who wanted the job of assistant program director and is very upset that he didn't get it?
As I said to him, that was the toughest conversation that I had in the building. It's just a decision I had to make. And
do you think Corey, the board op, I like Corey. I don't want him to leave. But do you think he should leave in order to expand his horizons?
I mean, he's shown me a lot.
Corey, I know you're listening right now. Keith wants you to do more.
It's the same stuff I said to him. That's the same stuff I said to him.
He wants you to do more, but they're going to pay you the same. I love that. That's great. No, you don't think he has to go anywhere else to, like maybe become a program director of some small radio station or something like that?
Oh, there's a lot of ways to get to where you want to be.
What? What's the matter?
Who's in that awful Uh-oh. Jesus?
Oh, now
Keith
we have
Hotchkiss. Now what's geez, dude? She's Keith. like freaking out like it's some sort of.
We've never had this before.
The two
in our
Keiths,
history.
Keith and Keith. So Keith Abrams is the operations manager, says Keith, and then Keith Hotchkiss is now Keith Abrams' boss. Yes, Keith Hotchkiss. What do you got for me?
I just was going to the bathroom and I wanted to come down and say hi.
What's going on?
Hey, we have an all staff meeting that I saw an email that you sent out. What's that all about? What bombshells are you going to drop in that?
There's no bombs. It's just all talking about how we're doing, what's going on, things happening.
That's it?
That's it.
I find that very suspicious. They very rarely call these all staff meetings without dropping something. No, there's no reason to do it.
See, that's the old way of thinking that we didn't have all staff meetings. Uh-huh. But now I like to keep people up to date on things. We had an all staff meeting about the carpet, the new carpet.
It looks better. That is, Keith Hotchkiss came in and he started remodeling the place. The carpet looks nicer.
What do you think of the new cubicles?
I don't like them.
I think they're great. I think they're a really good decision, Keith.
Yeah. Thank you, Timmy.
I think they are too. Yeah, they're. I don't know. They're all right. They're better than the old ones. I'll give you that.
Yeah, the old ones are like 25 years old.
No, they're just great. Weird. It's an looking open atmosphere. Mm-hmm. It kind of it'll encourage like people communicating with each other and everything. I think it's great.
I saw an email that went out from the company that said that we are not paying. We're like $20 billion in debt, and they said we're not paying our loans. What does that mean, Keith? You're in upper management here. Explain that to me. Does that mean are we going bankrupt or?
I don't know anything. I'm not the financial guy.
Okay.
I'm just here to talk about new carpeting.
All right.
All right. Andy's out.
Anything else going on, Sas Keith? Anything?
We got new carpet. I've heard. Yeah.
So should people be like, this stuff is so over my head when it comes to finances.
Well, mine too. I mean, it is.
Should we be concerned about this kind of stuff, though?
I don't believe so.
You don't think so?
No.
I'll tell you what. I saw another radio company. Who was Cumulus, I think, is another radio company. And they filed for bankruptcy just about a month ago. You saw this, I'm sure. And then listen to this, because we're all screwed, by the way. Charlie, Dieter, Doogie, me. They start getting out of contracts with talent. They go, oh, we're bankrupt. That gets us out of all of our contracts.
Free and clear, sure.
Yeah.
But they didn't do that with all of their contracts. They did that.
No, they just did that with the people they didn't like.
No, I think
they don't like us.
I don't know if it was specific talent, but I do know it was.
Don Imus, Mancow, Mueller.
Oh, he was in that?
Yes.
Yeah, but that's still to be determined who's going to run those stations.
I don't know. Is that heading my way? Should I be looking for another job here? Or?
Should I be looking for another
job? I don't know. Maybe you should be looking for one, too.
I mean, again, you either accept what you're told and either buy it or you don't, and I buy it. So
I got to hedge
my
bets,
tremendously,
though.
I mean, our business model, there's nothing wrong with our business model. It's the
company has so much debt. They bought this company. A bunch of people came in. They bought the company in, 2008 or something thereabouts.
Right when the
economy's flying high, and then they do a purchase deal, and then what happens?
Yeah.
Everything's in the toilet. So we have so much debt, and apparently, I don't know if we can't pay it now or what they're going to do, but something's got to be done, because it's like having a credit card bill, and if you get paid $50,000 a year, but you have a credit card that you owe $50,000 on, how are you ever going to get out of that? It's impossible.
Right.
And that's the situation that our company is in.
But we'll be fine. I mean, again, you either have faith and know the cash flow dynamics and all that stuff. I mean, there's no issue.
Still, when you get an email like that, I mean, I'm just talking from a layperson. When I get that email this morning that says, we're not making payments on our loan, to a layperson, I go, this is big trouble, man. That makes me nervous.
It's all part of, again, the stuff that's over our head.
All right.
I mean, the messaging that's been sent down is that this is going to play. I mean, trust me, the company's been talking to even people at my level for a year that this is, here's what's going to happen. Not the specifics, but stuff's going to happen. You're going to be brought into stuff, very, very late.
Like your morning guy's going to call you in and start talking about this.
So the fact that, the fact that the email went out when it did, and 5 minutes later, it's public. That's kind of the messaging that we have, and that's all that we know. So again, you either have faith or you don't. And I think
sure, but I'm more cynical than Saz Keith. I look at it as, well, what else are they going to do? They're not going to be like, oh my God, we're telling you guys, we're going to be screwed in 6 months.
No one ever says that. I have no idea what it is, but we'll be fine, and there's a plan.
All right. So the radio station will continue on. Yes, we will soldier on.
Don't buy a new house, Keith.
Yeah, don't be an idiot like me. My God.
He's an idiot.
Anyone want to buy a house? A boat?
Two.
Anything?
Yeah, two you got to sell.
Yeah.
Live on a bus.
Oh, my God. All right. Saskie, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Have a fabulous trip. Thank you.
Enjoy your experience at Bob Sub. You still doing
at where?
That
oh, at Bob
yeah.
Subs.
Yeah.
So you've been to this place before. You
That's
like
where
this?
We went to, where I went to college.
And
you're not going to like it.
Why is that?
I don't know. Betty said that to me last night. She's like, I don't think Rover's going to like it.
Well, the guys on the
it's
show.
It's some guys, yeah. I mean, it's more of a, the times I've been there before midnight, few and far between, when I was back in college. It's the place you went after you went out and you needed some place to go eat. Fabulous subs. Can't say enough about them. I've driven 2 hours each way just to have
their sub.
Yeah. There's something about it, but I don't know that it's up your alley. And B2, there's nothing there that she will eat.
They don't have lettuce? Any lettuce, vegetarian crap on bread or something?
Maybe.
Snitz. What about Snitz?
Snitz already looked into. He's going to get lettuce and a side of onion or something. And
that's about it. Poor Snitz. Yeah.
There are several Bob Subs. They're independently owned at this point, but the one in Clarion is.
What happened to Bob? Is he dead now?
I don't know.
If you were going there in college, I mean, what was this, like 1850 or so?
I was in the 80s, back in the 80s.
In the 1880s?
So, I think Bob Sub was there probably 10 years before I ever set foot.
He's recommending the Bologna Sub, too, by the way.
The Bologna Sub? Who said that?
Keith.
Oh, the bologna sub is what we should
get? No, the senior super is what you want.
Senior super?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's got bologna on it.
All right.
The senior is the size of it. I think there might be giant super and a senior super and a
So this is where you went to school out there?
Yeah.
Clarion? Is that a university?
Yeah, you're going to drive right past. When you get off of 80, you'll drive to get to Bob Sub. You'll drive on the
Is it a small school?
About 5,000 students.
Oh, God. My high school had 3,000. that's tiny for
What'd
a university.
What'd you study?
I did not want to be a communications major. I started as a comm major, but back then, in the prehistoric days, you had to do X amount of time doing TV, X amount of time doing photography, X amount of time doing newspaper. And I just knew I wanted to do radio because my dad was in the business and I grew up in the business and I knew that's what I wanted to do. So I was actually a speech communication and theater major, even though – and then I cherry-picked the comm classes I wanted to take. So I didn't have to do all that.
Do
you think
that
there is some sort of stuff. Old Betamax video of him doing a performance as a theater major?
But I didn't do any performance.
You didn't perform. You weren't in any plays.
Were you a playwright?
No.
No.
What's that?
Were you a playwright? Did you write the plays?
Playwright. He can't hear. No. He has no headphones on.
Put headphones on.
Nope. Yeah. Nope. I mean, everybody assumed I was a comm major, but I was actually a speech communicator.
How's our friend Ballrag doing? I haven't talked to him since
he's doing good.
Since
I think
he
came back and moved. I think he's officially in Boston. He came back and moved, I guess, over the past weekend or something like that. I didn't see him when he was here, but
everything's
so
going well with him out there.
Patriots are in the Super Bowl. And
that's right. All right.
He's got to be pretty excited, I would think.
Boom.
So. All right. Saski, thank you. Our operations manager, our two big bosses. To what did we owe the pleasure today? They're down here with the HR person probably trying to fire Jeffrey LaRocque.
No, everything's fine. We're good.
Look at Jeffrey's face.
He had to crap his pants again. We need to do a skid mark check.
I'll go out and talk to him. He'll be fine.
All right. Thank you, Saz Keith. We are, the plan is, because we got to get on Rolling Glory 1 here, which, by the way, is fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers. We're on our way to Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania for Groundhog Day and to see Punxsutawney Phil. Charlie and Dieter are super excited for this.
So Snitzer. We're all excited.
Yeah.
All right.
I think this is going to be fun. Jeffrey's not excited.
Now, we have to get on right now. Because we need to leave. Because we have to get out there by a certain time.
Because you can only go in the Gobbler's Knob at a certain time, right?
Before 3 p.m.
That's correct.
Yeah.
All right, so you are saying you're going to do the aftermath later today?
Well,
is that correct?
Yes, you have to do everybody.
Well, I don't know.
Yes.
I might have to. I have important business meetings
at
Gobbler's Knob.
You're going to gobble.
We're probably going to have to go on satellite, huh? Because
yes.
We're not going to be able to get cell phone out there in the middle with all those broadcast networks. And
from what I heard, yes.
All right, we're going to be on satellite. So make sure, I'm going to have to tell them we need clear line of sight to the sky and all of that.
Okay.
All right. All right, so aftermath later today.
An aftermath with everybody, yes.
Okay, aftermath later today.
Yes, tweet it out and let everybody know
sure.
what time.
And we will be back live tomorrow morning. Have a great day. We'll talk to you from Bobbler's Knob tomorrow with Jeffrey LaRocque and Punxsutawney. Bye.
Bye.
Rover's Morning Glory.